InfoWars. Tomorrow's news, today.
And you know, that's a little bit old, that chart. That chart's a couple of months old. And if you want to really see something that said, take a look at what happened.
So we walked up, and probably 5 to 7 minutes of Trump speaking, I'm estimating here, I have no idea, you know, but we noticed the guy crawling, bear crawling up the roof of the building beside us, 50 feet away from us. So we're standing there, you know, we're pointing at the guy crawling up the roof.
And he had a gun, right?
He had a rifle.
A rifle.
We could clearly see him with a rifle. Absolutely. We're pointing at him. The police are down there running around on the ground. We're like, hey, man, there's guy on the roof with a rifle. And the police are like, huh, what? You know, like they didn't know what was going on. You know, we're like, hey, right here on the roof. We can see him from right here. We see him. You know, he's crawling. And next thing you know, I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, why is Trump still speaking? Why have they not pulled him off the stage? I'm standing there pointing at him for, you know, 2-3 minutes. Secret Service is looking at us from the top of the barn. I'm pointing at that roof, just standing there like this. And next thing you know, 5 shots ring out.
So you're certain that the shots came from that guy on the roof?
100%. 100%.
And he was up there for a couple of minutes.
He was up there.
You saw him up there for a couple of minutes.
Absolutely. At least 3 to 4 minutes.
And you were telling the police and the Secret Service.
We were telling the police. We were pointing at him for the Secret Service, who were looking at us from the top of the barn. They were looking at us the whole time when we were standing by that tree.
Could they see
binoculars?
Him? Could they see him?
Probably not, because the roof, the way the slope went, he was behind where they could see. But why is there not Secret Service on all of these roofs here? I mean, this is not a big place.
I noticed 2 officers that were looking for something or somebody. I was looking around myself and seeing a guy on top of one of the buildings go in between one building to the next, and went and told the officer that he was up there. And when I went back to my spot, I heard that people could still see the person from where they were standing. So I checked that out. And I went back to tell the officer that if he came over there, he could see them. And when I turned my back is when the shots started. And then it took me a second or two to figure out exactly what it was. And then it was just getting out of there and helping some other person out with her child. And we got out, and that was the end of that. And I went and left, and that was all.
So the viewers have some perspective. Behind us, okay, is the American Glass Research Company. Okay, can you kind of describe the building behind us, the tan building right there? Can you take a look at it? And then where was the shooter exactly?
There's more buildings behind the tan building that we can see.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Alex Jones, coming to you from Northern California, where we just successfully exposed the globalist conclave at Bohemian Grove. 20 people went inside. This organization, private citizen journalists, contacted us about a week and a half ago. And it's just incredible information. And it's important to note that the people inside all hated Trump, the Republicans. It's a Republican event. And they were really weren't even upset that Trump almost got killed. So that tells you the Republican establishment is and how surrounded President Trump is. Okay. It is Monday, July 15th, 20.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
You look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller, so we have actually pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have a complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
And you know, that's a little bit old, that chart. That chart's a couple of months old. And if you want to really see something that said, take a look at what happened. Oh.
It is Monday, July 15th, 2024. I am your host, Alex Jones, and I'm going to be very calm and very collected and very focused. I have talked to many of the top people in the Trump operation in the last 48 hours, and they all agree with me in my analysis, but don't want to come out and say all of this because they say it's too alarmist and the public can't handle it. I disagree with that, because I know my life's in danger. If they get Trump, they're going after his family. They're going after me. They're going after Tucker Carlson. They're going after Elon Musk big time. This is a globalist coup that's been in control of the U.S. empire for decades that killed Kennedy. I want to roll footage over and over again of the Zapruder film with his head getting blown off. If that bullet would have been a half inch more to the right, you would have seen Trump's head explode. Now, can you imagine what that image on international television would have done? And then immediately after killing him, they would then set off truck bombs at black colleges or large black churches. They would have bombed them yesterday on Sunday and said that Trump supporters did it. Now, I've been telling you this hundreds of times the last few years. All right. And when they had the Justice Department order, and this has now come out, they admitted this. We were ordered to by the government, and they had the Justice Department actually in an email, because they have the Justice Department over bankruptcies, and they can come and intercede in them. And they said, Mr. Jones will not be afforded the bankruptcy court. Well, Judge Lopez has not followed that. He is a good judge. But this is what went on behind the scenes. And the reason I bring myself into this is understanding this. 5 weeks ago, when I stayed up at the office for three nights and slept up there, and slept up there days later because they tried to shut it down again, I got physically sick over it. And everybody was like, why are you so upset? You know, you'll come back. You'll have your show. And I said, this is not about my show. The Justice Department doesn't desperately, without a court order armed men to throw me out of the building. And they refused. Said, where's the paperwork? Unless they're making a move. Orders have come down, ladies and gentlemen, because they don't want me on the air when this goes down, because I've already exposed the plan. They want everybody to argue about ballistics and this, the shooter's background. This is MK Ultra 100%. They default didn't put people on those roofs when that is the default thing you do. And I see all these Secret Service agents out there on TV saying gross negligence and the Secret Service are idiots. And, you know, look at the fat women diversity hires. That has nothing to do with this. So everybody needs to get it through their head that the deep state tried to kill Trump. And they knew who this guy was, and they said he was a major threat, and they knew he was in the town. And then they sit there for minutes while everybody sees this guy on the roof with a gun. The default is you see a guy with a gun, a civilian, on a rooftop, you shoot him. They had to be told not to. That's why they're on the radios asking permission. Okay? I mean, you could shoot that guy at 450 feet with open sights all day long. Okay, really good shots could shoot him with a shotgun slug at that distance. Okay? So, moving aside from that, what have I told you hundreds of times? There's different scenarios they could pull, but we know the type of scenarios they run. So we don't know exactly which scenario they'd follow, but we know all the scenarios, every possible one. Now that they were unsuccessful in killing Trump, they have got to kill him. Poisoning? Shooters? They've got some very sophisticated electromagnetic systems they could use, microwaves. This country is in a war with globalists, not a civil war. We are an occupied country. This is not a normal campaign. We're not in Kansas, folks. So listen to me. Trump's going to go. He's John Wayne for real. He's going to go to Milwaukee. He's there. They're going to do it all. And if you don't think the deep state isn't desperate enough to roll a truck with plastic explosives into that building, got nothing coming. Now, whatever happens when that bomb goes off, even if it doesn't get Trump, they'll get him when the bomb goes off. And he's got people all around him that work for the globalists who are compromised, who've been paid off, and who think they're on the winning team, and who will salute the New World Order. Trump is surrounded. He needs to watch from behind. Just like Star Wars, stabilize your rear deflectors, watch for enemy fighters. Because when the big guns stop, you know what's coming in behind you. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you this again. America is fighting for its very life right now, and 100% we are not for offensive violence. We do not support attacking Biden. And what have I said hundreds of times? When they kill Trump, they will then kill Biden. And this is interchangeable. They may use a low-yield 1 megaton nuke, 2 megaton nuke on the White House to get Biden. That's one of their moves. I guarantee there's files, plans, weapons loaded, ready, go teams, ready to kill. They are guaranteed atomic weapons following Trump around, and they get the order from the Council on Foreign Relations and British Intelligence, and they're going to kill him. They're going to kill Trump, and they're going to kill Biden. And then this country will be in full martial law forever. I've calculated all avenues down that road. Even if they use robot drones with nerve gas they've got stationed all over the country, the robots won't be able to knock everybody out, and then it'll be total war. We're going to beat them. But you have to understand, folks, they're going to nerve gas the capitals. They're going to nerve gas the Republican leadership. The drones are loaded with the nerve gas. And that's why they don't like me, folks, because I know all this stuff. This stuff has been declassified. This stuff is leaked. They've got robot helicopters with 1,000 gallons of opioid gas that knocks you out, kills about 10% of the people in the studies they've done, because of the fires and car crashes and people falling, hitting their heads, all the rest of it. So they've got that option. They've got nerve gas loaded on these helicopters as well. And they've got that option to nerve gas the capitals. They'll hit the governors with nerve gas. And so I just want everybody to know where you're at. They've got nerve gas loaded. They've got tactical nuclear weapons following Trump around and following Biden around. Because it's a kill switch on the country. They've got their coup in place, and they've got their sectarian war and their open borders, and they're destroying this country. And they're starting World War III with Russia, nuclear war. Trump doesn't like nuclear war. Trump likes golf courses and grandkids and hotels and steaks and three lobster tails. They see him as a lightweight because they'll do anything for power and control as long as they think they can get away with it. I'm telling the New World Order something. You'll never get away with this because the information's out. Now, I need to discipline myself, and I need to walk through scenarios here. Everybody needs to record this and have it on original devices because they're going to take the web down if they go full hot coup. And you might be watching this in 5 years, literally in an underground resistance base. And people need to understand what really happened in this history. All right? Now, Roger Stone's coming up in 15 minutes. And we got a bunch of other big guests. We have the former head of Trump's advance team that ran over 300 of his rallies joining us. I think it's in the third hour. And a bunch of other big guests as well. But I am beyond mentally exhausted. I'm not exhausted. There's such a spiritual awareness and concern of the grave danger we're in that I can't believe I'm the person bringing this information. All right. No one else is going to do it, even though the generals and all of them agree with me, because they believe it's too alarmist to tell people stuff like this. No, we've got to be honest about where we are. All right. We've got to be honest. Of course, the Secret Service was told to stand down. Of course, they let the guy get the shots off. We don't need to get caught around the wheels like a cartoon character, like Wile E. Coyote when he gets run over, bop, 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 and just stay in that BS land. This follows the trajectory of the demonizations, the lies, the character assassination, the lawfare, the criminal indictments, the fake conviction, all the impeachments, all the Russia crap on their trajectory to kill Trump. And then if they fail, they've got to get the job done. And they control the Justice Department, and they control the Pentagon at the top, and they've got their foreign intelligence groups here that will do this in a second. I mean, these people produce snuff films. People that run our government run the snuff film industry. Okay, they keep babies alive and sell their organs, and governors get on TV and tell you how they do it. They're normalizing all of this, okay? They just killed 35 million people with their poison shots. So they're not playing games, okay? And I'm not playing games either. I am not doing this out of courage. I am doing this out of self-preservation. The only move I've got is being honest about this with everybody. You think after they kill Trump, they're going to leave Tucker Carlson walking around? They'll kill him within 24 hours. Oh, I know they're coming. Listen, I was in the air when this happened. The minute we land, it just happens we were landing, I just immediately was like, you know, I'm in another area. I don't have my firearms, any of that. And I was like, you know, they're coming. Okay. I mean, they're coming. Okay. So that's how life and death this is. You need to understand they're going to kill Elon Musk within 24 hours. And I guarantee you they got people inserted into his entourage, into his group that are waiting to get the order. And I would tell all those people, you're betting on the wrong team, and you should just come clean with everything right now, and you will be protected. We have a very good chance of winning this and stopping the enemy. Because I can give you all the scenarios, different permutations of scenarios. I'm sure you can get your own, but believe me, these are the scenarios. I can also talk about how to stop them. Okay? And again, the first thing is understanding how real this is and letting it sink in. Okay? That's the first thing we've got to do is realize the grave danger we're in. Trump's 100% real. He's got his faults. The man's 100% real. I'm 100% real. Tucker Carlson's 100% real. Elon Musk has chosen to join us because he's smart, even if he's evil, which I'm not saying he is. The New World Order's, Elon Musk got like 180 IQ, folks. He's idiot smart. And he can see they're going to lose. He told them that at the World Government Summit last year. The globalist. You're going to lose, whether it takes a year or 10 years. You will never get away with this. Your operations are exposed. The education curve and awakening curve is parabolic. And we're going to win because God's on our side. And there's not just evil people in the world. There's a lot of good people. But we need good people to not be naive about this. So they will try to poison Trump. They will try to shoot Trump. They will activate even bigger lies and frauds about him. The big move is to hit him with a large truck bomb. They again, it's in the cards to use a small nuclear weapon and blame the Iranians. They'll be the fall guys. And then instantly we're in full war with Russia. Instantly the air raid sirens are going off. Instantly life as you know it is over. And they're going to use the war to try to get Americans to, oh my God, you know, we got hit by a nuke, Iran, you know, with Russia, you know, and then everybody's off the air except the corporate news. And then you're going to see all hell break loose because there are people inside all those corporate news organizations and inside the government that are our people. And we're not communicating like you guys are, you know, with your plans and your operations and your departmentalization. We all are just here like Fight Club. And I'm going to explain this to you, like in the Watchmen movie. You think I'm locked in here with you. You're locked in here with us. You're locked in here with me. Okay? And once you cross that line, our people are everywhere. And I wouldn't want to be with any of these Silicon Valley people when this goes down because your security hates your guts. I wouldn't want to be any of these globalist senators or people when this goes down because you know what's going to happen because people know you did it and they know that there's no choice. So you start this full hot red war and you know what you're getting. You know what you're getting. And I'm shooting you straight, New World Order, shooting you deadly straight. So. We are 112 days out from the election. Then there's the 79 days when he's president-elect. This is an eternity, 180-something days. We'll put it on screen. And I'm sorry this is the way things are, but if you look at history, this stuff like this happens all the time. This is the norm, except there weren't robots with nerve gas. And there weren't everybody carrying phones around with them to track everywhere we go and what we do. And this entire civilizational attack we're witnessing and people weren't as soft as they are now. And so we've lost the Republic. And really, if Trump fails, this will be known as the death throes of America. This is the death throes of our country, or it could be our rebirth. Because unlike a physical body, as it gets older, it doesn't come back at a certain point. Countries, systems, ideas are bulletproof and can spring eternal from the Tree of Liberty. And you know what waters the Tree of Liberty? I don't say it with pleasure and enjoyment, but the blood of patriots and tyrants. That's what waters the Tree of Liberty. And I am honored to be in the position that if I get struck down to water the Tree of Liberty, I will touch all your lips again. You know the saying, when I die, bury me under the old apple tree so that I may touch your lips again. So that's where we are, folks. And I love you and I care about you and we're all in this together and it's not going to get any better being cowards. It's not going to get any better lying to ourselves. Better. We become a satanic nation. None of us are perfect, but my God, we at least love God and want to be good. These people are beyond evil. They're cancer and they're going to have to be cut out. Now you're going to see people start getting real. Just like the judge in Florida just struck down Jack Smith. And I told you that's what the Supreme Court did. They gave it back to her to strike it down. They said clearly a month ago, they said, this is he wasn't appointed correctly, just like their Jan 6 committee on its face was illegal. Then they destroyed all the evidence. They destroyed my testimony because it didn't fit in with their BS. And so these are just a bunch of dirty, evil pedophile lawyers who inherited the apparatus of the American Republic and all the brains and weapons and the rest of it. And now they've squandered it, and now the whole world's turning against them, and the world's watching America fight for its soul. So Roger Stone's coming up in about 8 minutes. We're getting him on the line. But I just ask everyone to pray for America, pray for Trump, Pray for InfoWars. Pray for Tucker Carlson. Pray for Elon Musk. Because I don't say these things to be dramatic. I know how the globalists operate, 100% default. They've got different scenario manuals on killing Trump, Tucker Carlson, myself. Elon Musk is right up there at the top after Trump. And I've said this not to be dramatic. I've told Joe Rogan this in person, and I've said it on air. They know Joe's good, and they know Joe is as awake as I am. That's why I got mad at him 6-7 years ago, because I know he's smarter than I am. Probably. He knows all of this. We talk all the time. He knows it all. Okay? I mean, he's like more Alex Jones than Alex Jones at dinner, okay? They know that Irish-Italian guy's not going to back down just for money when all this goes down. He's gonna get more and more hardcore, and that's why they're gonna whack Joe. So that's where we are. And I want everybody to know this is the ball game, because a lot of you are gonna have a chance to dodge this if you know the minute they kill Trump, they're coming. All right, just like a train coming down to the station. Okay, that train's a coming right now. And in the current situation, and the God's more powerful than the New World Order, trillion times infinity. But right now, unless God intervenes, they will kill President Trump, and then they will come to kill us, and they will come to kill you with poison shots and 5G. So you have no choice. They're killing kids all around us, anyways. With the poison shots, they're chemtrailing the atmosphere. There's 5G everywhere. We're dead already if we don't turn this thing around. And, you know, I'll use the analogy, because people seem to get analogies from movies, but there's a lot more analogies in history and parallels. Star Trek, Wrath of Khan. I'm not really a Star Trek fan, but I like the second Star Trek. It's good. Great actors. And the Enterprise is trying to get away, and the weapon's about to detonate, the Genesis weapon, and they won't outrun it because they're on emergency power. And Spock knows they're all going to die anyway, so he goes in and fixes the reactor, and then he dies, but they live. We're all dead unless men make the decision to, at your church and at your work and everywhere else, just get up and say what all this is and expose it. And we need rallies in all of the states in support of Trump. And we need to pray, and we need to call the White House and call the Democrat congressman and others and say, look, we know you're deep state. We know you're going along with all this. Lindsey Graham needs to have, you know, the fear of God put into him by his constituents, nonviolently, don't threaten him, but the fear of God that we know. That's why they don't like this show, people. It's not about me. I'm safer when everyone figures this out and adopts the reality. I don't want to be the guy that's always right and everybody listens to, because they don't have the will to face it. Once you study this and know this, it's all right there. This is standard evil New World Order garbage we're up against. And they're weak, and the dominoes are falling. And I've looked at their faces since they missed, and they look scared for the first time. Obama's scared. Hillary's scared. Biden's scared. Silicon Valley's scared. Their bosses are scared. Well, those that aren't pure evil can always turn back, like Elon Musk is doing. You can come over to our side. You can abandon the New World Order ship. Because you are on a collision course with us, and you're driving around in your van going 100 miles an hour. We're in an 18-wheeler doing 150. And you know what's going to happen when we hit each other? We're all going to be dead.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
I mean, you look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. When we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity fit filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
I just want to acknowledge your leadership and your ability to see around corners. Again and again and again, you have been labeled as a conspiracy theorist and a nutcase for speaking the truth that you were able to perceive earlier than many people. And I'm in your debt, and I think we're all in your debt for your courageous actions over these many years. You've been vilified and denigrated and gaslit and everything else. I've received a small taste of what you've been through, and I don't like it very much. So I certainly appreciate and empathize with everything you've been through, and thank you for being the hero that you are and not backing down in the face of all the crap that's been thrown at you.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
It's a little bit old, that chart. That chart's a couple of months old, and if you want to really see something that's said, take a look at what happened.
All right, folks, I don't say this to be dramatic. I say this because I'm 50 years old and I've been around the block a lot. My sixth sense is never wrong. And the older I get, I always know to follow it. Plus, I have all the intellectual information and research behind it. And growing up in Dallas, I got a lot of really serious fights. And I never knew how to back down. And before I would get in a fight, which is a natural thing for your body, I'd throw up just to get everything out of there so you'd go full on. I just threw up during the break. And again, I told people that because, okay, all previous concerns, this is 50 times worse, okay? And I want folks to understand the level and magnitude of the danger, okay? Now, Roger Stone is very close confidant with Trump. We're going to him right now. after he leaves in 30 minutes. I'm going to walk through the scenarios and how this is going to unfold. But listen to me. And people are doing a great job. Conservatives are not calling for blood. Conservatives are not calling for violence. You're doing a great job. The corporate media has tried to play all this down. That's backfired even worse on them. Trump's going to do what Trump's going to do. He had said that he was looking to postpone a few days going to Milwaukee. Now he's gone to Milwaukee or is going to Milwaukee. It opens today. Pray for him. Like your life depends on it, because the globalists want World War III. And I got to tell you, I'm here in Northern California. You think it's liberal? In gas stations, at the supermarket, young people on the side of the street are like, we love Trump. We're voting Trump now. We know that Trump will stop World War III. Old Pakistan man at his gas station knew who he were. And I shot an interview with him. I haven't posted it yet for some reason. Said, you know, in fact, I'll post it during the next break on X. But I want to go to Roger right now to get his take on this and how Trump's doing and what he expects to unfold now. But I want Roger to repeat what he said to me on the phone this morning when I called him, because it was just dead on important. It's like Biden doesn't even exist anymore. Trump is the president. He is more famous and more revered now than John Lennon at his peak. He's more famous and iconic than John Wayne and Ronald Reagan combined. The globalists hate his guts. This is totally backfired. And that's why they've got to kill him. And they're going to go for broke. They have nothing to lose. They're completely out of their minds. And the Secret Service defaults the people on the roof. They didn't. And for minutes, people pointed at the man with the gun. This was a stand down. And these people need to be interrogated. All right. Who gave them the orders? Who told them that? This is Biden's Secret Service. All right. Now let's go to Roger Stone right now to give us his analysis and breakdown. But I'm telling you, the enemy playbook is kill Trump, kill Biden, claim a Trump supporter did it. That gets them both out of the way. I've been saying this for years. And then start a race war by truck bombing black colleges or a black church service. I'm surprised it didn't happen yesterday. Okay, so these people are desperate. Roger Stone, thank you for joining us, and God bless you, my friend. Just go wherever you'd like you.
Well, Alex, first of all, I, like everybody in the country, I want to thank God for the safety of our president. I really believe that he was spared yesterday for a purpose. God has a plan for him and for the country. And while I don't want to wish any of these things into being, I think that you and I and Tucker Carlson were among the first people in the country to talk about the possibility of assassination. Assassination has roiled our politics as a nation from the beginning. The murder of Lincoln, the murder of Garfield, the murder of Kennedy, the murder of McKinley, the attempted murder of Theodore Roosevelt, and of course, most famously, as I say, the murder of John F. Kennedy. Now, when I examined the Kennedy assassination for my 2013 book, The Man Who Killed Kennedy, The Case Against LBJ, I learned that there was no question whatsoever that multiple government agencies, including the Central Intelligence Agency, the Secret Service, as well as the FBI, were complicit, as were members of the Dallas Police Department and the Dallas County Sheriff's Office. That gives me pause. Everything I hear coming out of Pennsylvania raises more questions than it does answers. For example, a number of people have contacted me to say that the shooter is not the man they've identified, but rather a man by the name of Maxwell Yerrick, who seems, at least in photographs, and I'm not in law enforcement, I don't have, you know, facial ID technology, but appears to more closely resemble the picture we've been shown that is allegedly the corpse of the shooter. So I have many, many questions, as the American people do. I can just tell you, Trump's style is not to back down. He arrived last night in Milwaukee. He's not going to change his schedule. He is imminently and ever defiant. But you're not wrong. There is no limit to which the deep state will now go. They've played their ace card and thanks be to God, they have failed. You have to wonder what it is they have up their sleeve next. And now on the heels of this, Alex, the word that the judge in Florida has dismissed the documents case because, as I predicted, based solely on my reading of the filings in the case, the judge has declared the appointment of Jack Smith to be unconstitutional because he was never confirmed by the U.S. Senate, something that I have believed was accurate. The legal analyst at MSNBC kept insisting there was no case, that this was ridiculous. No, I think it is legally correct. It'll obviously be appealed, but you're not going to see another trial, which is what they really wanted, prior to the election.
So everything is disintegrating around them. I want you to keep walking through all this, but Roger, same type of stand down crap we saw in Dealey Plaza in 63 just happened, but they didn't hit their target dead on. How is Trump doing? You know him better than anybody in politics. You're obviously close friends for 45 years. How is Trump doing?
Well, I have not been able to speak with him because he was en route to Milwaukee last night. I myself will head to Milwaukee shortly. Hope to see him there. But look, you're right. I do know him, and I know him well. The Trump you saw, the Trump with the upraised fist, the Trump who insisted on breaking loose enough from that pile of Secret Service agents to show the people that he was still with us, that he was still defiant, that he was still in the fight, that is the Trump that I know and love. So my guess is that he is undaunted. If anything, he should be more confident of victory. Things are breaking his way in a way that could only mean divine intervention. We talked about this on the show many times as we looked at these various obstacles to Trump getting to the presidency, which looked formidable. They have all, one by one, fallen away. This is just the latest example of it. So for those who are out there saying, "What? I'm back at home, what can I do?" What you can do is pray. Continue to pray. Praying is working. Your prayers are working. They will continue to work. It's the single most important thing people can do.
Roger, how does this affect the replacing of Biden?
That's a very interesting question. You know, I was preparing to do my 77 WABC weekend radio show, and I was going to talk extensively about the fact that Barack Obama is now moving very aggressively against Biden, cutting off all of the Hollywood money, cutting off most of the bundler money. He is clearly pushing Chuck Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries, as well as Nancy Pelosi, to give Biden the word that he has to go. Now I'm beginning to wonder whether any of it matters. Will they desist and allow a candidate who I believe is sleeping 16 hours a day, who is cosseted and hidden away by Hunter Biden, who now has emerged as the gatekeeper and the chief political strategist for Joe, not to mention First Lady Jill Biden, who is functioning much like Woodrow Wilson's first lady, Edith Galt Wilson. So that makes her the de facto president of the United States. Will they let Joe take the fall because they believe that defeat is imminent, and therefore they intend to do what they did last time, which is to try to take Trump out while he's president, using elements of his own government? A lot will be revealed here in the vice presidential pick, which may come as soon as today. I haven't talked to the president about this, but if I did have the opportunity, what happened yesterday shows once again how vitally important that decision is, how important it is that he pick someone who's committed to the America First agenda, not just somebody who's a good Republican, not somebody who's a neocon, but someone who is deeply committed to the Trump agenda.
Well, that's right. If he picks Marco Rubio, he has a death wish.
I would sadly say the same thing about Governor Doug Burgum. You know, I met that guy at a Collier County, Reagan Lincoln Day dinner. He seemed like a very pleasant fellow. But then, Alex, I dug into his record. I mean, Bill Gates made him a billionaire by buying his software company. Bill Gates had him as his guest at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Bill Gates is among his closest friends. He approved the sale of 40 acres in North Dakota. It was only 20 minutes from the North Fork's military base to a communist Chinese entity. He's signed a transition, a transgender bill, vetoed a school choice bill. He is most definitely not an America First Republican. Obviously, we don't know his foreign policy, but I'm suspect.
Absolutely. Look, I know you don't talk about your private conversations with Trump, but I mean, obviously, you've told Trump, do not pick Marco Rubio and do not pick that governor.
I've told Trump my opinion. I'm not going to characterize it beyond that. I think that there are superior candidates. It's not a secret to anyone here that my own personal choice would have been Tulsi Gabbard. She does not appear to be in the running. I can only hope that she'll be appointed to a high cabinet job, perhaps Secretary of State or Secretary of Defense, either one of which she would be eminently qualified for, or some other position of responsibility. But of those who the president seems to signal are under consideration, the only candidate in that group who does not meet the definition of neocon would be Senator J.D. Vance. You know, Vance, it's interesting. He's 39 years old, Alex. That's the exact age that Richard Nixon was when Dwight Eisenhower took him for the ticket in 1952. Sure.
And he's very articulate, and he's been anti-war. What about Carson?
You know, I love Dr. Ben Carson because I think he's solid. He's dependable in the sense that he's sure-footed. He's run for president before twice. Therefore, he knows the tricks of the mainstream media. If Trump goes for the do-no-harm argument, and that is an argument, as Nixon used to say, don't pick somebody as your running mate who will help you. Just try to find someone who doesn't hurt you. Well, then Dr. Ben Carson would be a solid choice. He's not particularly inspiring, but he is very, very solid and dependable. He's a very good man. I would not be unhappy with his selection. I don't know that he is actually under consideration.
All right, Roger, you've got to leave in about 10 minutes, and you've got so much on your mind that needs to be said, but I've got a few more questions, and I want you to then get off your mind, your chest, any other key things you want to say. I know you don't want to sound alarmist, but it's at times like this that we are alarmists so that people understand the magnitude. Okay, I've been on there 30 years. You've been doing stuff for almost 50 or longer. I want people to understand the gravity of this. The deep state are cornered rats. And when Trump said he'll end this war the first day he's in office, which he would do, which he could do, the globalists want their decades-long war that they believe they can have a protracted fight with Russia, and that's going to prop up the economy. They've openly said, as you know, at the EU, that they've got a 20 to 30-year war plan and that everything's going to be war now. And then the Russians are like, no, it's going to be a nuclear war. So this thing is already escalating completely out of control. And the globalists need to have the keys taken away from them. They're lunatics. But they're full of so much bravado and so much chutzpah, and that I know what they're going to do. I mean, they are 100%, you bet your bottom dollar, there's not even a debate about this. I know this is a fact, like life and death, like the sun coming up, the sun setting, that they are pulling out all the stops now hysterically to kill Trump. And I get it. He's tough and he believes in destiny. And, you know, I think he once said he's basically, you didn't use the word fatalistic. You just said he is completely committed and just doesn't care. He's going to do this mission and then that's it. And he just puts his head down like a rhinoceros and runs over the enemy. That's great. But I think about how if he dies of a heart attack naturally, which isn't going to happen, they're going to poison him. That'd be their smartest move because it would inflame people less. Still, it's over. It makes it even worse for them down the road. If they shoot him or if they truck bomb him, everyone's going to know it's the deep state. They're not going to be able to blame it on Iran. That's who they're going to do it. That's who they're going to blame it on. And I know there's scenarios. And so it's not alarmist to say this. And I think we need to really get on the table out front to the globalists, we know your plans, we know your operations, we know your history, because it's not their fingerprints aren't all over this. They ordered a damn stand down and sat there while a guy walked around with a gun on a roof for multiple minutes with everybody pointing at it. Okay. So I'm very upset about this. And people don't understand that we are literally on the razor's edge of political meltdown, the likes of which the world's never seen.
Well, Alex, obviously we don't want to wish any of those things into being, but for these people, anything whatsoever is entirely possible. For example, you just had this on the screen. Why is the Antifa BLM protest area so close to the entry of the Republican National Convention? It is not set up that way, by the way, in Chicago, where I expect you'll have much, much larger and potentially even more raucous and perhaps even violent demonstrations, since that party is split in half over the Middle East situation. You know, in many ways, Alex, what we're seeing is very much analogous to 1968 in so many ways. Just as Lyndon Johnson dropped out of that race, there's heavy pressure on Joe Biden to drop out of that race. Just as Richard Nixon was staging a political comeback after defeat, Donald Trump is staged one of the greatest comebacks in American history after the last election was stolen from him. Yes, I just said it. The Democrat Party is split in half over a foreign war. You see so many parallels, and now this attempted assassination fits that same rubric. So, I pray that the president will be more cautious in all of his arrangements and his security, but I'm just telling you, he is not going to back down. He's not going to refuse to campaign. He's not going to go lock himself in a bunker until Election Day. That's just not Donald Trump. He's just not going to do that. Therefore, we have to continue to pray that God's hedge of protection will be around him and his family, no matter what he does. Alex, I think of all those scenarios, the one that I think is most likely is world war. I mean, Antony Blinken, our Secretary of State, already announced that in September, Ukraine will be joining NATO. Which is a violation of two different agreements we have signed with the Russians. The Budapest Memorandum and the Minsk Accords means we're in violation of those agreements.
And let's be clear. And let's be clear, Roger. Article 5 and the whole situation with NATO, retroactively, once Ukraine joins NATO, now any Russian war fighting in the area is considered an attack on NATO, and we go directly to nuclear war. And you've got the Pentagon talking about survivability. Yeah.
Not only that, but of course, Putin has made it very clear that that's his line in the sand, that that is the act that is unacceptable to him. That's what this war is really all about. It's not about his territorial ambitions in Ukraine. It's about the mounting of U.S.-funded NATO missiles pointed at Russia in violation of two different agreements that we've signed. No different than when Nikita Khrushchev put Russian missiles 90 miles off our shore in 1963, bringing us to the brink of World War III then.
And Roger, Chinese troops are training en masse in Belarus right by the border of northern Ukraine. They have a defense treaty with Russia. And Russia, Putin, when he invaded 2.5 years ago, said, I'm going to take about 30% of the country, and I'm going to build basically a Maginot line there, and prepare for war with NATO, because NATO's moved up to us. And so we're drawing a line and saying we're going to fight and die right here. Napoleon got destroyed by the Russians. Hitler got destroyed by the Russians. And it's like they're going back again, and the Russians will fight to the death. And they have a gigantic nuclear weapons arsenal. I mean, again, the globalists are just fabulously insane. Blinken over there playing the guitar, keep on rocking in the free world. That guy couldn't fight his way out of a wet paper bag. And there's nothing in the Pentagon until the last few years isn't perfect, but they restrained. Remember when the Democrats wanted to go to war with Russia in Syria? And then the chairman of the Joint Chiefs would say, that's nuclear war. We can't do that. And now it's just like, oh, Trump's a Nazi. And, you know, by the way, we're just going to have nuclear war. It's so much fun. And it's a bunch of weirdos like Obama. It's just, they're disgusting people, Roger. They're psychotic devils.
Well, and which is why I still think their pursuit of World War III would give them cover to either postpone or to intervene in the next election. Look, Alex, we don't even have, there are no peace negotiations going on. They're not even talking. We're not even, there are no ongoing efforts to stop the killing. None whatsoever. They have been vetoed, not by the Ukrainians, but by our own State Department. I think that says it all. So I think World War III, nuclear war, war in Europe, war, there are Chinese, there are Russian submarines that are fully loaded with missiles off the coast of Florida right now. And that is a reaction to our approving the use of long-range missiles to hit targets inside Russia that are being used by NATO. So we have prompted that. We have caused that. This is the great danger, I think, that we face. It's also the single most important argument for Trump's election. He is the peace candidate. Think about that. He is the one man who could end this conflict between Russia and Ukraine. I think once he cut off the funding, the oxygen for Iran, you would go back to a more stable Middle East. But this administration is committed to war, if necessary, in both theaters. That is the single
greatest game. Roger Stone, StoneZone.com. Check in with us again tomorrow. God bless you. You're absolutely right. We've got to pray for Trump. We've got to realize the magnitude and the danger and how the globalists want their world government. So they're happy to have a nuclear war to get it. And we just have to come together as a civilization and have whistleblowers and people expose them and just all their evil needs to be exposed. The courts need to defend Trump. That's starting to happen. People have to get a sense of complete and total urgency to stand up and do the right thing, both big and small. And together, with God's help, we will and we must prevail. And President Trump will be inaugurated. He will survive if we pray and if God intervenes. And I believe that short of God's intervention, like we just saw Saturday, then President Trump will be killed. And again, I don't wish that. I'm not speaking into an existence. I'm admitting what we've already seen, as I've been predicting, so we get serious and stop it. Roger Stone, talk to you soon. God bless you.
Alex, I'll be joining you and Harrison Smith from Milwaukee. We'll see you soon.
Thank you. Yeah, and folks, you notice we're not even in Milwaukee because the last CRO guy that tried to shut everything down wouldn't even put the funds in to do it, even though it would bring in a ton of funds to do it. So that's why it's so important to support InfoWars, InfoWarsStore.com. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. It's being printed right now in Texas, the Trump bulletproof shirt. It's already a bestseller. Support InfoWars. It supports Trump. Support Trump. Beautiful shirt. Now being printed, so it's a pre-order, but you'll get it in a couple. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it, and it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements, and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law, and IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll free 888-253-3139. And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now,
And I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the New World Order's coming. It's here.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Welcome back to the second hour of this live Monday, July 15th, 2024 transmission. I am in Northern California, and under any other circumstance, it would be our top story that we hooked up with a group of 20 people that have been working there for weeks and got just incredible information. And the harrowing tales of some of them being arrested and being interrogated, and the police thinking that I'd sent them in there, which is not the case. But we definitely, you know, got the footage from them. A lot more of that footage is coming out today. But there's like 50 hours of it. There's 5 hours of just the ritual on video. And I only brought one crew member, Rob Dube. So that's all going on. But that ties into, they're doing the satanic ritual, the Republican leadership, literally, the same day they try to kill Trump. And don't let the Jedi mind tricks work on you, folks. The Secret Service stood down, and I'm really ashamed of some of the famous Secret Service people I've seen on national television going, well, they really screwed up. Yeah, this is gross negligence. They should have people on the roofs. It wasn't negligence. They were told to do it. Trump should be hauling all those people in to a conference room and saying, I'm the real president. Now you tell me everybody that told you where to go and what to do. And guys, I was just getting some interference. Are we good?
You sound great.
It sounds like somebody, just open the mic. Okay. So that's where we're at on this. Okay. And they're going to go after him again. And I just going to repeat that 1,000 times to you, but this hour, I'm going to go over some of the clips, cover some of the developments, look at the security in Milwaukee, and a lot more. And then we have a special guest who ran over 300 of Trump's events, who was the head of his advanced detail, who will be giving you bombshell information that just backs up everything we're saying, coming up in the third hour today. We've got a lot of other huge guests coming up in the days ahead. I was scheduled to be coming back to Texas Wednesday, and I'm tempted just to come back right now, but it's probably just best that I stay put till I get there. It is mentally exhausting when I pull up in my mind the different scenarios and different mixtures of scenarios that, again, I understand from deep, total commitment research of reading over 1,000 books on military history, warfare, and clandestine operations, and studying the globalist in depth and interviewing thousands of experts. I have the greatest general knowledge of anybody on our team, Team Humanity, of the enemy operations. And that's recognized. And I don't say that with pleasure, because it makes me a major target, and I don't just like to be a target for fun. I have to do this. And they wanted us off air for what they just did, because they know, I know what they're going to do. I don't know exactly when they're going to do it or which scenario they're going to pull, but they're going to shoot up black churches or Hispanic events, truck bombs, you name it. They could do a false flag and say the Russians fired a missile into Europe. They already tried that in Ukraine, saying that, you know, the Russians fired missiles into Poland, but it turned out it was Zelensky and his crew. These people are psychotics. The John Brennans, the Clappers, that's the ones running this. And British intelligence is up to its eyeballs in it as well. And it's disgusting. And they've got the EU intelligence and NATO intelligence and all of them doing this. And they're all ganged up on us, the American people, and our nation is under siege. And we have true enemies of our people in control. And we're trying to wrestle legally and lawfully the wheel of the ship out of these monsters' hands. And so, when I sit here and I hammer and I hammer and I hammer and I hammer, you know, we've been so busy and I've dropped the ball, because showing people clips of me predicting all this is powerful and it gets them to listen to me in the future. So I'm asking by the end of the day, by the end of the show, because it shouldn't be hard to find. I know the archives put like an hour long thing out of me going back
the 2015 Senate are going to kill Trump or try to kill Trump. I want all the latest stuff from 5 weeks ago. I want the latest stuff from like a week ago where I said, you just watch, they're going to try to kill Trump. And then when they do that, they're going to kill Biden and say it was tit for tat.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
I mean, you look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
Of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. I want to impress upon you the direness of the situation. Our republic and the entire future of the planet now hangs in the balance. And I just ask all of you, morning, noon, and night, or whenever you feel called by the Spirit to do it, to get on your knees and to pray to God for protection. In fact, Pastor Brown said he could come on the air tomorrow. I know we have a guest coming up in an hour, but I want to get Brown on just for even 10 minutes today and an hour tomorrow, or 30 minutes tomorrow. I want him to say a prayer here on air. He predicted they were going to kill Trump again last week or try to kill him. I mean, it's not a hard prediction to make. It's the only move they've got left. And again, you're like, well, they won't get away with it. They're not getting away with anything. They're more desperate. They're completely cornered. And again, what do they do to get the sympathy back or to change the subject? Some horrible event. And again, if their next assassination attempts fail, if they're unable to poison him, that's the default. They're going to try to poison him. And if they can't get a shooter in, and if they can't get a truck bomb in close enough, If they put the barricades far enough back in Milwaukee, they're going to wait till he's back in Mar-a-Lago or somewhere and roll a truck bomb in there, guaranteed, and say the Iranians did it. And, I mean, Trump is the type that is fearless. And he actually relishes putting himself in harm's way. And I get that. I have no same instincts. Except this is 21st century warfare. And he needs to be exposing the deep state and saying, we know you did it, and coming right out with it. Everybody knows it's true. And that will devastate them and put them on their heels. He has to come out and say, I know you did it, deep state. And then rattle off the history of the CIA and the deep state and all of them and say that if I do get killed, you're to blame. And he needs to call all their asses out. That's the number one thing. Pray. Trump has to go on the offense with the truth, and if he can't do it or he won't do it, we're going to do it. I'm going to do it. And that's why they wanted us off the air by now, because they knew I'd be doing this right here. And my whole life, 50 years, is building towards this point right now, and your life too. So I'm not nervous about my life. I'm not nervous about my safety. I have zero concern about that at this point. I have concern about my family and nuclear war and losing the whole thing. And that's why I am so upset and can barely even do this show right now, because at a primitive genetic level, I'm supposed to be suiting up with my battle axe right now and, you know, dealing with it that way. But the public has been brainwashed and manipulated and is starting to wake up. We're not at that point yet. We will do it through the system. We will take the government back. And then, yes, there are those responsible and they are going to be held accountable. But to quote V for Vendetta, if you really want to know the culprit and why we got to this, just look in the mirror. So we will get them. But that is not why we're doing this. We don't fight the enemy because we hate them. We fight the enemy because they're attacking our children and the civilization they're going to live in. We don't fight the enemy because we hate them. We fight for the people behind us, our women and our children. And
I told everybody this a few months ago, and I called George Strait out because I love George Strait, and I know people that know him very well. I know his band, been friends with him for years, the Ace of the Hole guys, and he's a patriot. He knows all this stuff. He's super smart. But where's George Strait? Okay, he gets housing for veterans and American flags and stuff. Great. Because that's not George Strait's job. Okay, George Strait, there'll be a nuclear war. You understand, George Strait? That's what this comes down to. And I'm not singling him out. I'm just using him as an example. Because we're not in normal times. You know, I have buddies and people say, hey, man, let's go play pool or let's go play golf. And I understand that's important to do. And you're supposed to go out and have some fun in life. I can't do that. I can't just sit around on the edge of World War III with our borders completely wide open when your castle's on fire and your troops are trying to hold the drawbridge and the main gate's on fire. You better go secure the gate or we're going to lose the whole city. And we're not going to just lose a city and it burns down and barbarians kill the men, haul our women and children off over their shoulders. We all die in thermal nuclear flame. So, okay, George Strait, everybody, you just go have your concerts and have your fun and flap your American flags everywhere. Those flags will be in burnout ashes with mass starvation and a new dark age and nuclear winter and cannibalism. Civilizations destroy themselves all the time. Human civilization has never gotten this big to this point, and it's never been this dangerous. And it's like having 100 plates in your hands, trying to carry them in the kitchen. And one false step, they all come crashing down. And I'm just saying to everybody, hey, will you come over here and help me hold these plates up? Here's another analogy. We're in the Atlantic. We're 10 miles from shore. And the ship's leaking. And it's listing. And if a few more degrees of water get in, the ship is going to capsize. And we've got exhausted men in the bottom manning the hand pumps. And there are people up on the top deck smoking cigars with their thumbs up their asses. Saying, hey, more caviar. And we're in the belly of the ship, get out of here, help us, we can't get in, and the ship's, and like we're 10 miles from shore, and the engineers got the engine going as hard as they can, trying to get us to that damn shore, and there are people in their tuxedos walking around with their thumbs up their ass. They're putting everybody in prison. They just killed 35 million people with poison shots. They started World War III. They just shot Trump in the head. I know the scenarios. They're going to hit him with a nuke. I don't say this stuff to be alarmist. I'm risking my life right now doing this. They are pissed that we're on air exposing them. Do you understand that? I'm not risking my life for no reason. Everything I just told you is a fact. You got it? That's where we are. The ship is sinking. Water is pouring in, freezing water. The ship could tump over any minute. Get up off of your asses or die. We must expose the enemy. We must let them know that we know, that we see them. They've been going around cloaked this whole time. Understand? They have been cloaked. And us sitting here and not wanting to admit how bad it is their cloak. Our denial is the ocean in which these evil things swim. Now, when the ship goes down, and without act of God, and God working through you, it will, all the globalists will end up getting killed as well. Guaranteed now. We've laid enough seeds, enough political landmines in the system that they will never, never, never get away with this. But I want to light them up politically, spotlight them now, so horribly that everybody has a mass awakening about this so they back off. And they may do it. And I would also ask God, and I would pray, and I am a student of the Bible and a student of history, and God does help those that help themselves, but the Israelites, before they were the Israelites, in ancient Egypt under the rule of Ramses II, and this was carved on the walls. This is in the hieroglyphs, not just in the Torah. It's not just in the Jewish histories. It happened. And Ramses
the first ordered all the firstborn Israelites killed. They did that all the time to keep numbers down and control populations. This, you know, this isn't the New World Order's first rodeo. And when Egypt would not let the Jews go, Moses prayed for the angel of death to be sent and for the angel of death to visit what they'd done to the Jewish children to Pharaohs. I don't want anybody to shoot anybody, bomb anything, any of that, but I do think it's time for us to pray. I don't talk about stuff like this, the heavy artillery, unless we're in an emergency. And I'm not going to do it right now because it's too awesome at this point. I have to think about this a little more. You have to ask the Holy Spirit and God, but you see these witches and people get together and ask Satan to kill people, put hexes on them and stuff. They're trying to copy what God can actually do. Okay. So it's not black magic when we go to God and say, God, we need to be delivered. We will do whatever you say. We have courage, but we ask you to confuse our enemies and we ask you to send the angel of death. And God can just kill these people. And I'm going to talk to Pastor Brown, a few other pastors I trust about this first before I do it. Catholics can pray the rosary and things like that. That's good. You know, focus on God. But I personally am strongly considering praying for the angel of death. So that's where we're at. All right. And it's a big deal. And, I don't know. I'm the man to do it. So because I'm not comparing myself to Moses, folks. You start praying to God to send the angel of death. You know, that's the final thing we can do. But it is God that's going to intercede. I just want the enemy to know we know this stuff. So if you really want us to call down hellfire on you, I know God's going to answer. I just don't know if I'm the man to even do this. That's why I'm just putting it out there, and I'm not asking people to do it for me because I don't want to touch it. It is dangerous. It is awesome. It's the real deal, folks. So that's where we are. Chase Geyser, take over a few minutes, and I'm going to come back. I'm going to look at these clips and things I've got. I'm going to break a bunch of information down. Your response to the epicness of the moment we're in.
Powerful stuff, Alex. Thank you. And thank you for going to Bohemian Grove and reminding everybody how this whole journey at InfoWars all started. Obviously, we're on air years before the Bohemian Grove stuff, but it goes to show the truth of the statement that we are in a spiritual war, the truth of the claim that we are in a spiritual war. And when I look at what's happening in Bohemian Grove and the elites and what they do and how it's all secretive, and it's not even the bizarre torches or the bizarre rituals or the Faustian plays that they do, but just the fact that yesterday we learned that they still have a wanted sign with Alex Jones's face up at Bohemian Grove. And they're still talking about him and looking for him. And the fact that the Republican elites that go to these events, these secret meetings, are disappointed to hear that Donald Trump wasn't assassinated. I saw a clip earlier today, Jack Black, who was somebody I loved and adored as a teenager, listening to Tenacious D, the greatest song in the world, and watching his movies. I mean, School of Rock, how hilarious and awesome and inspiring that was as a comedy. It was such a great family movie with such a great message. On stage singing happy birthday to his bandmate today and says, make a wish to Kyle. And Kyle just goes, next time, don't miss Trump. The fact of the matter is we are faced not with a Democratic enemy, not with a leftist enemy, not even with a globalist enemy. We are faced with an enemy that is ultimate evil. And moreover, we're not even dealing with villains that are akin to the Hitlers or the Maos or the Stalins or the Darth Vaders or the Emperor Palpatines or the Saurons. We are dealing with villains who don't even give us the respect of being competent. I mean, those villains that I named were incredibly competent in the way they conducted evil and seized power. I mean, Darth Vader turned to the dark side for good reasons. He thought the dark side was the answer to curing death. That is the message of Star Wars, is that evil entices us because of our good intentions. But now we have gone beyond those who have turned to evil with good intentions to a class of people so callous, so evil, so insensitive, so lacking in empathy, so sociopathic, that they didn't even do it with good intentions. They just did it for the sake of it. I mean, evil for the sake of evil is something that we hadn't really seen anywhere in fiction or history many times up until maybe the Joker in A Dark Knight with Christian Bale. Some people just want to see the world burn, Mr. Wayne. And, you know, I don't know about calling on the angel of death or anything like that. That's between Alex and God and you and God and me and God to contemplate. But there's absolutely no question that we are being faced with evil at the highest levels. The level of Satan, the ultimate adversary to good and God's plan. And it feels a lot like a climax of a story. I know this is in one way just the beginning, but in another way, it feels like Act 3, or the third movie in a Lord of the Rings trilogy, or the third movie in a Star Wars trilogy. It feels like everything is culminating into a climax, and there's suddenly going to be this unwinding at this key pivotal moment. Everything's going to be resolved. But I've said this before, and I'll say it again because, frankly, it's true. The info war is never over. You're either winning it or you're losing it. And right now, I feel as if we are finally winning the info war because so many people are waking up. But the waking up is only the first step. Knowing the truth is only the first step. It's just like with love. Truth and love are very similar things. They're different notions, but they're very similar things. They're meaningless without action. What does love mean if you don't act upon it? What does the truth mean if you don't use the truth and then act upon it? Repent and be baptized, for the kingdom of God is near. You can know that the kingdom of God is near, but if you don't repent and be baptized, then what's the point? You have to act on it. And I agree with Alex and the other hosts here at InfoWars and the other conservatives who've been outspoken over the course of the last couple of days that violence is not the answer, certainly not yet. Sometimes violence is the answer. Ecclesiastes, it says there is a time to kill. Of course, one of the Ten Commandments is thou shalt not murder. But then in Ecclesiastes, it says there's a time to kill. There's a difference between killing and murder. And what we saw on Saturday was not an attempt to kill President Trump. It was an attempt to murder President Trump. It was successful in murdering others. It absolutely was an assassination. And go ahead.
And Chase, the Bible's 100% clear on this. And of course, you know this, but people may not. Murder means kill somebody that's innocent. Like, go kill your neighbor because you want to have sex with his wife. Or
right.
A time to kill, the Bible says many times, there is a time to rise up and kill. You know, it says when your enemy comes in to your village, he tries to come into your home with a sword to kill you, pick up your sword and kill him.
Right.
So, I mean, Christ said after, you know, the Romans came in the Garden of Gethsemane, he said, no, it's not the time for the swords right now, but he goes, sell your cloak and buy a sword because that time is coming. He's saying it's better to be in your underwear and have a sword than to not have a sword. And so, absolutely. That's what this is all about. And that's why the Bible's so deep. It has so many meanings. And the greater your discernment is, and the older you get, you then read it, and it's so much more powerful. You know, it would be greater than, you know, even Shakespeare, because it's God inspired and it's all right there. And so when I was younger, and some of the passages of the Bible made no sense, now they're just so incredibly deep, because it was God, you know, working through those people to bring that message. And that's really where we are. And, you know, if you go back to there were two groups, top rabbi of the second largest group in Israel. And this is something they try to hide in the media, but it's in the historical records. He said, don't kill Jesus. Don't hurt him because he is God. He said he is God. He is God. So yeah. Even the Jews were like, no, this guy's God. Because I mean, they talked to him. They were like, no, this is God. And then the other group, you know, got him killed. So it's like that in any group or any organization. There's always the good group and the bad group in every organization. Humans are all the same, folks. And the good ones are great and the bad ones are the worst. And, you know, that's how this works. And these globalists, they want the life extension. They want to use us like guinea pigs. They want to play God. And they've already been exercising that. They've already committed these giant crimes. And Trump doesn't want to be part of that and is fundamentally a good person and is fundamentally a classic tough guy American who's not perfect and who can be fooled and who made a lot of mistakes. But now he's so much more hardcore. And the fact that he has survived this, this made Trump was already really winning by 20 plus points in real polls. Now they held the election tomorrow.
It's game over.
Trump would get 70% of voters. And that's why he's in even greater danger now. And I just keep harping on the scenarios of how they would do it and how they would change the subject right after they did it, which is a huge war expansion, a stock market crash, a cyber attack that knocks half the country's power off. Those are things that are not possibilities now. It is a probability. It's very easy to kill people, especially when you run their security. Trump will be killed unless God intervenes. And that means working through us. And that means literally calling every talk radio station, calling into C-SPAN. When you hear these, even mainline conservatives all day arguing about the shooter and who they really are. And, well, you know, did the Secret Service mess up? They didn't mess up. They were told to stand down. Okay. So that's the reality of this. And that's how sick and corrupt our institutions are and what they've become. And so we need those Secret Service agents to go public. We need people to stop thinking, keep your head down. I've got so many of these videos and that's why it'd be better if I was back in Austin. And I'm going to go over some of these and definitely play them today and tomorrow, and I'll probably do a show this evening, which is clips. But I've seen so many clips, it gives me a headache. I've seen 30 clips at least. I posted probably 10 of them on my ex account, where it's people going around for like minutes. Hey, they're up there. There's people running away from the roof. Hey, there's a guy with a gun. And then you see police running away. You see police in their camo running with their back turned, and now it's confirmed that they saw the shooter and they ran, and they all got on their radios to call mommy and say, what do I do? I mean, look, if I was, you know, there and a police officer and I see a guy that's clearly a civilian with a gun in a prone position, I'm going to start shooting at him. I mean, I'm not going to think. I'm going to start shooting. And so, again, they built into the lawyer system this paralyzed system where even though the low-level Secret Service and police weren't in on it, but they were told nobody on the roof. You have to be told that. It's the default. It's like, If we lived in by the North Pole or something, or, you know, or let's say you lived in Minnesota and it's January 25 below in the middle of a snowstorm and you're a mother and you're a father and you got three kids. And then you see your wife walking out the door to take the kids to school before you go to work. And she's got all three of your children naked and they're walking out into a blizzard. You'd say, why are the children naked? Or have you lost your mind? They're going to freeze to death. That's the equivalent of not having people on a rooftop 450 feet away on a big giant white roof standing out in his gray and black outfit. I mean, this is just ridiculous. This is like you walk into the kitchen and your husband has your newborn baby trying to stick it into a blender. This isn't, oh, they really screwed up. Oh, they're idiots. They were told to do that. All right, we're going to go to break. Stay there, Chase. I got big news breaking when we come back. Please support us at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Bulletproof t-shirt's out. We need the support. It's an amazing shirt. Support InfoWars. We support Trump. Get the new Bulletproof President Trump shirt at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be back.
Buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
You look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So we
we have actually pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have a complex system like I have to get the Alexa.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And I'm sorry to give people the bad news. Folks, it's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, and I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the New World Order's coming. It's here.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
All right, Chase guys was making some really good points earlier. And again, I'm Alex Jones, your host. I need to do this because we won't be here if you don't support. We have gone through hell to stay on the air. I'm very, very thankful to all of you for keeping us on the air. And I just need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get great products you need. The last CRO, just to give you an update on InfoWars, I'll move back into the perilous situation all of humanity's in right now. And the different scenarios that I have already walked through that I'll expand on that are beyond critical for the masses to understand this, that could stop the enemy. If they know they're going to get the blame for the scenarios they're going to carry out. It's very, very elementary. It's very, very simple, but it's something that really only I do. And some people are now adopting my understanding and worldview. The evidence is all there for you. And so we have a good chance of beating this. Again, I do not want to be the only prominent person that understands how the enemy operates. And it is my mission to get people squared away. And then I intend to retire because you're either all in or you're, not in the fight. My point is 30 years doing this. I don't hate doing it. It's just that we need to get to the point where there's a lot of other people that have got the New World Order's number, and so that they can't get away with these tricks anymore. And that's really my greatest frustration. So the CRO, who now I learned admitted to lawyers and witnesses, and I've gotten multiple witnesses, said I've been ordered by the Justice Department and by the, quote, Sandy Hook families that he must be shut down now. That was 5 weeks ago. And we're like, well, you don't have a court order. I mean, so the Justice Department lawyers tell the U.S. trustee and tell the chief restructuring officer to do this. And I saw him over the year and a half he was there, get rid of all the advertising, shut down most of the supplements, kick all my dad's supplements out of the company so we couldn't sell those. My dad was only making like 20% on it. And I watched him do all of this and just slowly turn the place off. And then a few months before he tried to shut us down, we had the RV set up, all that stuff. We were about to go to the border. And he said, no, you can't go to the border. And we went, but we still haven't settled. They haven't settled. We're still open. The judge says we've got lots of runway. That's how we make money, is going out and covering things. That, you know, we're media. That's what we do. It'd be like having a football game without pads or helmets or, referees, an NFL game, in people's shorts. And then he just said, no more trips, no more nothing. And then I caught them trying to bring in more of the private security firm to shut us down 5 weeks ago. And the crew's like, how do they shut us down with a court order? And then the security firm went, yeah, there is a court order, but we've been ordered to do it. And then I slept up there, and the next day they call the security company head and say, you will shut that down. I'm a lawyer, and this is coming from the very, very top. This is coming from the committee that the judge appointed. Well, the committee is the Sandy Hook lawyers and the U.S. trustee, Melissa Hazelton's her name, appointed by the court. She just said, you will close the doors now. And her lawyer called up and said, you will close the doors. And that was on the Saturday. So I had to sleep up there. Now, again, folks, they didn't do that because they just don't like Alex Jones. The federal government's so out of control that they literally had the Justice Department office of bankruptcy at my depositions threatening me, saying, if you get one thing wrong, we're going to put you in prison, reading me U.S. code. And I'm like, I don't have a problem. I've got outside accountants and lawyers. I don't even do my own checkbook. And every damn thing I said was true, and there was no hidden money. And now the New York Times says Jones has meager assets. I told everybody what I had. A little lake house, and I considered myself wealthy. It was great. I hadn't been there in a year. I'm so busy. A little fishing shack, beautiful little blue house, and 127 acres way outside the country, as an emergency place with a sharecropper shack on it that's 150 years old. And it was awesome. And that's gone. And I don't care. But the point is that, remember, I had hundreds of millions hit, and I'm a criminal and all this stuff. They had the Justice Department in there, and when they found out that I did exactly what I said to the letter, right down to it, the bargain to the letter. And so, and then they just come swooping in with all this crazy crap, and then they get up on the stand before the judge fired the CRO and the U.S. trustee, and say, well, we had to shut him down. He had guns. And the judge goes, excuse me? Well, yeah, there were guns. He goes, well, testify. What were the guns? Well, we just heard there was a security threat. And then I later learned what it was. I came walking into the office like I do all the time and laid my 9mm on this little coffee table at my control seat where I do the show. And that gun is almost always there. And the crew in the control room have concealed carries, and they're all got guns. And imagine these people on the stand. Their new excuse to close this was, we have guns, like we're some terror group, the IRA or something. Yeah, InfoWars is a target. You better believe we got guns. We're not going to roll over if some lunatic comes in there and start shooting. We don't just operate off the two armed security guys we got, we're armed. Cops show up, constable shows up with a letter of eviction or shutdown. I'll say, yes, sir, shake their hand and offer them some coffee and say, hey, can I get my stuff out of my office? Got a few things left. I'll say, hey, order you some pizza. I know you're going to be here a while. That's what I do. They said on the stand, I had guns. And the judge goes, and? Well, we heard there was a threat. What was it? Well, we can't say. What? But you see, they gave the order illegally. They were doing the bad thing to shut us down. And then they started thinking, oh, wait, these people have guns, as if we were going to resist anybody. If the private security company that we've had hired for 7-8 years that didn't follow their orders, followed their illegal order and said, get out of the building, I'd already told security. I said, I will call the Austin Police Department. And when they come here, I will say, officers, I'm being told to get out of the building. There is no paperwork. And the police would have told the security to get out of the building. See, because I'm on the side of right. I would have given the police cups of coffee or iced tea. Would you like a Topo Chico? We don't run around pointing guns at people. We don't run around hurting people. We're the good guys. I help little old ladies get their groceries out of their car. I'm a nice person. I tip good. All the top Democrats just know don't tip. What does that tell you about somebody? These are scum people. And the reason I say that is you need to support our sponsor, DrJonesNaturals.com. Incredible supplements, nano silver products, you name it, DrJonesNaturals.com. And let me finish the story. I'll get back into Trump and all the huge world news. So the CRO would not order any more products. So in 1 month, almost all of our supplements, and you notice we go to the shopping cart, half the stuff says on back order, not available. Because he never reordered any of it to make us money to slowly shut us down. And when he got time to do it, he was ready. He was going to lock the doors, liquidate it, and keep as much money legally as he could. And that's, his mission complete for good, being a good Democrat, who in the last month went around telling people, I deserve to be fired. I deserve to be in jail. I'm going to kill people and saying the vaccine's not good. That's their attitude. And so here's where InfoWars is. We have about a month. It was 5 weeks of product left a week ago. So yeah. We've got a month of product left, and then there's going to be no product. So the new trustee, the new manager said, no, in the interim, you can sell product. You can bring it in. We can get new stuff to keep this going. And the committee of the Democrat Party, appointed by the judge, is saying, no, we don't want more product ordered. We don't want more product gotten. And this guy's saying, no, that makes no sense. You're going to get some of this money if and ever it shuts down or there's a settlement or whatever. But see, they don't want that. So he's authorized us, they're being printed right now in Texas, to have the bulletproof shirt made, okay? All right? And so it's pre-order, but you'll get it in a couple of weeks. We need the support. We'll be open for at least 2-3 months, and there's a good chance we'll stay open after that now because we got that crew of Democrats out of the operation. The judge saw right through them. They were so delusional, they tried to put in edited transcripts to the judge that weren't even an official transcript service of what I'd said on the air about them trying to close the doors. The judge said, I want the full transcripts. Oh, lo and behold, they had them right there. They pull them out sheepishly, huge telephone book thick deals. And the judge says, I'm going to need an hour and 45-minute break. I'm going to go read this. And the judge came out completely, he's very controlled, enraged at them, and fired all their asses. They thought giving the judge transcripts of what I exposed all the stuff they did, that I believe is criminal. Those arrogant bastards thought the judge would not like me. See, something happens when you actually listen to what I say, not what people claimed I said. Trump never said all Mexicans are criminals. He didn't say anything close to it. He said there's a lot of good people coming across, but also a lot of really bad hombres. You think you ask a Mexican in South Texas if bad hombres are coming across? They'll say, yes, bad hombres. Some bad hombres is not all Mexicans are bad. The people that told you that are telling you you're bad. They're putting words in his mouth attacking you and attacking me. They want to kill all of us. And it's time to let the globalists know no matter what happens, no matter what you do, in the end, you're going to pay for what you've done. And I want you to know that. And I want you to understand and see my war face. And I want you to know my will's 1,000 times stronger than yours ever will be. And our people's will is 1,000 times stronger. And our God is infinity stronger. Now, the point is that we're going to have to bring in some sponsors because there's no product left. And we're going to have to do the t-shirts. We're going to have a few more designs. I just wanted to get one printed really fast, but we're going to put the one that says never surrender. That's the same as the white one that looks so good. In fact, get that same design, but just never surrender under it. That shirt needs to be up as well. And then we'll get that printed right now with that order in today. And I've been authorized to do that. And I need you to fund us. And the court needs to see a lot of money in the company. Because the judge said, I don't want to shut down Infowars. This is ridiculous. The law isn't supposed to shut something down. You guys can get money, but you don't even want that. You just want it closed. And they also told me they want to control my speech. And I told them, no way. So that's why I didn't, quote, settle with them, because there is no settlement in my speech. And they go, we don't need to talk about us. I don't want to talk about you. You attach yourselves to me. You fundraise off my name and claim I did all this stuff to you. I never did. You're obsessed with me. And so I don't ever talk about you again. But you want to run around and have your HBO shows and all your programs and lie about me and sit there and have me take it. Well, I'm not going to sit there and take it. I will never live on my knees, ever. And Zapata said it's better to die on your feet than live on your knees. Let me tell you something about the world. People on their knees are the ones that die, not the ones that live on their feet. So you're damn right I'll die on my feet, because I sure as hell ain't going to suck New World Order dick on my knees. You understand that? Now, I'm almost not on air right now because I'm so focused and so pissed. I feel like I can take on 20 people right now. And that's the feeling everybody needs to have. Real determination ain't about summing up the will to do it. It's about you're going to do it. And that's where Trump's at. And so I respect Trump. If he thinks he can just run around in front of everybody and go to these rallies and parade around like a shooting target, then that's his issue. And I defer to Trump, and I'm not going to criticize him for it. If I was Trump, I would come right out and expose the deep state. I'd show the Zapruder film on national TV. I would go into a full media operation with him in there talking, and everybody will tune in, billions around the world. And he could still do some ballroom events and things that are heavily scrutinized, but parading around all over the place when the Secret Service is completely compromised and tried to get the president killed is stupid. Okay. I mean, that's the reason tanks have got armor on them. It's not, you know, it's not wimpy to have armor. It's not wimpy to wear camouflage in a combat situation. Okay. So anybody that plays chess knows you protect the king. Okay. So we don't want the king in the first move going out to the center of the board. You keep the king over here in the back, and you protect him, and you move pieces around with him. So, look, Trump, we all know you're a badass, okay? I know people that know Trump well. He was always smart enough not to get in fights. A few times, big guys messing with him, whatever, he would just grab and twist him around, put their head in the ground. He's a big Scott German bull, okay? The guy's a freaking bull, all right? But the point is, bullets still kill bulls, okay? I've sat there and shot bison with a deer rifle, and boy, let me tell you, they fell right over. And so we need to understand that, and he needs to be protected. So if Trump wants to roll the dice and do this, fine. But in the age of media, in the age of systems, if he was in there doing Oval Office type addresses, fireside chats every night for an hour and talking directly to the people, he would do 1,000 times better than these events. And I think people should go to the events and just chant, "We love you. Now go." I don't think you should. You forget standing ovation. Just say, "We love you. Now leave. We love you. Now leave. 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 Leave." Until he gets off the stage. This is bullshit. They are going to kill him deader than a hammer. And I know Trump believes in God. I know private stuff about him. I'm not going to get into it. He really believes in it. I mean, God's real. And Trump believes if he has total will and no fear, he will defeat them. It's not fear to not let them. Why do we guard nuclear weapons? Because you don't want to get me in the wrong hands. Trump has got to be guarded because he is a weapon. And you keep a fine sword sheathed and oiled and ready for when you've got to use it. You don't just bring it out, start hacking up the furniture and throwing it in the street and pissing on it, stomping on top of it. Okay? And so that's all I'm saying. Trump is a sword. We need to get him into office on January 21st, 2025, and then he needs to use the executive power of the pen to take all these people out politically, remove them. That's what we want to see, like a samurai that waits until the battle's actually started, pulls out the sword, and then cry havoc. But that's what the goal is to get the missile into the reactor shaft, just like Star Wars. You can hit the Death Star all over the surface and not do anything. We don't want Trump just flying around randomly, you know, blowing up TIE fighters. We want him going into the trench and firing the torpedoes down the reactor shaft into the nuclear reactor and blowing the whole thing up. That's what we want, the whole thing to go. We want to get them all. We want to get the rats. We're going to get the rats. But we've got to keep Trump in the position. Trump wants to be the weapon. He is the weapon, and he will be the weapon. We fire down the shaft, but here's the issue. He will destroy them, even if they kill him. And so this is a difference in philosophical and spiritual issues. And that's just where I stand. I would imagine the majority of the viewers, if we have a very smart audience, agree with me. We should open the phones up the next few days to get your take. Maybe you disagree with me. He doesn't need to prove anything else. He's been through hell. He's been drugged through the mud. He's been demonized, attacked like nobody in history. And it's time. It's time to withdraw, not from the spotlight, but into the digital spotlight where Trump has the real power. Now, I'm going to give Chase Geiser a few minutes here, and we have a special guest coming up. He ran over 300 of the Trump rallies as his advanced team leader, the president of that group. And, we're going to also, I'll continue on into the fourth hour. I've already gotten into scenarios and different permutations of those scenarios and different combinations of those scenarios in the first hour. But it's important to walk through those again and expand on those, because we are at a total and complete crossroads. By the way, it's like 68 degrees here in California. I'm sweating because I'm pissed. I mean, I'm in total war mode. So, I'm had enough of these people. So pray for Trump and then expose the enemy like your life depends on it, because it does. Okay. And do it however you can, legally and lawfully. But it's time for civil disobedience. It's time to, you know, to take over national TV when they're out in public places. You can do it legally. And I've done that plenty of times myself. I don't ask you to do stuff I wouldn't do. I mean, if I was driving down the road and saw NBC News doing a live feed, I'm going to run up on the stage and I'm going to take over the microphone. Or I'm going to bullhorn their ass. And I'm going to probably go today and go bullhorn the Bohemian Grove turds. I was already planning that. Robbie, bring that bullhorn. Thanks.
Yeah.
That's where we're at here. And you don't have to have a magic plan and have all the answers and, you know, well, what are you going to do that really brings them all down? Just everybody you talk to, people at the bar, people at the church, people at work, you know, every political donation you take, every link you share, every prayer you say, it's just little knife cuts to the enemy. You've got to intensify that and just say, how do you like that? Because I knew this plan was coming decades ago. So I decided I'm going to stand up and I'm going to fight it. And God then just laid the way out for us. It wasn't easy, but all the tribulations only made us stronger. And what Nietzsche said is absolutely true. That which does not kill you only makes you stronger. I look back at the most horrible things in my life, and now they were all the best teaching and the best things. I look back on horrible memories now, and they're like amazing memories. I mean, it's like it made me who I am. And it really comes down to that, folks. But this is a weapon right here. The information war. That's why it's the First Amendment. And I was already intending to bullhorn Bohemian Grove. I was not intending to sneak in there. And we've got all this incredible footage to digest and try to get out. I could have five crew members here and they couldn't even get it all out. Rob's been working 18 hours a day. We were up till midnight last night working. And we're going to do the best job we can. That's what this all comes down to. So you are the megaphone. You are the weapon. in the information war. And I'm telling you, get out there and take action and do it now. And once you go out with the intention of taking action, you'll see the opportunities once it's there. But you've got to have the will. You've got to have the focus. You've got to have the commitment, because I think about the scenarios of war and nuclear war and the breakdown of society and what it's going to look like. And it's so horrible that I shudder to think about how I'm going to deal with this. And I get very mad at myself because I personally not dug in with someplace 50 miles off dirt roads, you know, to try to, when this goes down, hope I can get there. Just so, you know, I don't have to literally fight off, cannibals. And within 15 days, people commit suicide or they become cannibals. And if you think army ants going through the Brazilian rainforest and clear out, you know, 1,000 acres in just a few days, people, when they're starving to death, become like zombie apocalypse. Okay. In fact, the Pentagon uses that as their cover for drilling to kill millions in mass. If things break down, there's going to be giant hordes of psychotic people running around just roasting and eating people. And in China, during the Cultural Revolution and the Great Leap Forward, when tens of millions of people starved to death and were killed, they had big, giant, gray cooking pots. There's photos of these. Type in Communist China cannibalism, Communist China cooking pots, Communist China flesh parties. And the communists, that's where they liked it. And so they had, just like if you see Conan the Barbarian, excellent movie made by the great Millis, what an incredible person. So honored to know him. He's actually a friend, great guy, and his daughter. That's his magnum opus, is Conan the Barbarian, not the next one. That was cheesy. He didn't make that. And you see those big gray urns when they go into the Satan temple and they fall over. There's all the body parts in there. Those are exactly like, I never asked Millis if he got that from the Chinese communists. That's exactly these huge 10 foot tall, 15 foot around, huge gray, pots. And they're just hacked up people in there cooking for days. And then they just gobbled the human flesh. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not going to sit around when all this stuff starts unfolding and play games. And I guarantee you, people like Zuckerberg's bunkers are going to be tombs. And I'm not saying I'm coming to get Zuckerberg. I'm saying the people of Hawaii literally are waiting. I mean, everybody tells me, white people, Asians, the Hawaiians. I mean, last time I was in Kauai, I probably had people 50 times say, when the shit hits the fan, we're going to get Zuckerberg. I mean, like, you're literally like Frankenstein's castle with the villagers all around you, and they hate you. I mean, you're an idiot. Now, if everything went down in Hawaii, they love me there. The chief, all of the real chief, they all love me. I got a place like that because I'm honorable. And you're not. You're scum, buddy. Do you understand that? That's a microcosm. We'll be back with hour number three with our special guest, Chase Sazer, riding shotgun, Infowars.com, band.video. Follow me at Real Alex Jones on X. God bless. Stay with us.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
I mean, you look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but
sure.
I recommend to people that can have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support.
I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, folks, we have Andrew Riddell joining us coming up next segment. This guy's a big, big guy. And this is what we need to see is the insiders coming out about what really happened at that Trump rally. He just ran over 300 of Trump's trips. Andrew M. Riddell, CEO of Liberation Technology Services, a company at the forefront of the private cloud hosting industry, groundbreaking cybersecurity solutions, the pioneer of liquid-cooled edge data centers. Prior to building Liberation Talk, Riddell was with the executive office of the President of the United States as a key figure within the Office of the Presidential Advance for the 45th President, Donald John Trump. So he ran the advance teams for 300-plus events. He is a strategic inside operational excellence of support over 300 presidential trips, including 16 international missions. Andrew's political acumen was highlighted as a strategic director for Donald John Trump for president campaign in Florida, where he played a pivotal role in securing a significant victory by winning 7 out of 8 key counties. LiberationTech.com. He's coming up, folks. And, it's important to walk over what really happened in Pennsylvania. But I'm going to say this again. Anybody. And I'm not somebody that infights and attacks other Republicans and people, unless I have to. But I've seen Secret Service agents that are supposedly our friends saying the Secret Service are idiots and that they're morons. This was a catastrophic failure. Bullshit. Okay? It was a stand down, cut and dry. Stop letting them use those psyops. Whoever gave the order, and you know there was an order not to put people on the roofs, and I guarantee the Secret Service was like, no one on the roof? What? No, no one on the roof. You know there was a controversy over that. Okay? I mean, that'd be like if the police see somebody driving down the street and they've got a baby strapped to the hood of their car crying. You're going to be pulled over instantly. The cops are going to put a gun to your head. What have you done? I mean, it's that crazy to not put people on a roof 450 feet away. 4 big roofs. And then he's running around with a gun for minutes up there. Default, set up, end of story. They all need to be interrogated. Instead, all the apologists, and I've been on a bunch of spaces, other shows where the apologists are all popping in. Oh, I used to be part of presidential stuff. This is no big deal. Oh, yeah. BS. BS. So we need to hear all these Secret Service agents saying what I'm saying because I know what I'm saying. And I've called people that I know, and I'm going to leave it at that. And they said 100% I'm right. And in fact, they're going to come on the show. I've got so busy, I haven't set them up. We'll get some of those guys on. I'm not going to say their names. I got a bunch of them, actually. I talked to 2 of them. And then another one has led presidential details. I'm going to leave it at that. The other's the hostage rescue team of the FBI. He just got out of that, so he'll probably come on. He wouldn't come on years ago when he was on it. So we're going to get him on the show. In fact, I'm going to call these people up and say, you're coming on. No more time for BS, folks. Gloves are off. And they'll come on. It's just that, you know, these guys, it ruins their careers to talk. But World War III will really ruin your career, won't it? Plus, when we take the country back, you'll be promoted, okay? But stop thinking about what you're going to get or what's going to happen. And I know that the guys aren't like that. They're great, actually. They're great. I mean, one of them is one of the people that, you know, saw Biden crap himself. And they saw it. And it was wet. And then they had to change him, and the clothes didn't match. In New York, he crapped himself twice in New York. And I've got the, you know, gear these guys have given me, everything. These are great guys, great guys. And, they know all about this. So I'll get up off my ass and when I first called these guys, they just agreed with me and said, dead on, this is a standout. I didn't ask him to come on yet. I didn't get around to that. So I'll be doing that. And then I would look for that either today. I'll probably co-host with Owen or something a little bit later and bring in some of those guests. Right now, my brain is just swimming in how crazy this is. And the fact that the deep state just did this and there's no doubt they're going to try it again. But see, oh, the government doesn't really try to kill people. So you see, let's not say it was Biden and Obama. Oh, let's not say it was a standoff. That's too much. That's scary. No. These are the times we live in. Admit it. And come out and expose it. All right? Now, no one knows why. No one knows the shooter. No one knows why this happened. No one knows why they stood down. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Getting our guest connected right now here in the third hour of the Alex Jones Show. Chase Geiser, you've been sitting back there at the command center. What's your breaking analysis on all the things that are unfolding right now?
Well, I totally agree with you 100%. I think that this was absolutely intentional, desire to happen, wanted to happen. Stand down was ordered, and I think everything else is a diversion. Everything else is a distraction. And we have to hammer home until November 5th that the deep state, leftists, globalists, whatever you want to call them, attempted to take the life of the former president, Donald Trump, and the next president, Donald Trump. And, you know, it was interesting when I was speaking with Rex on air, he was mentioning how he noticed how Joe Biden was visibly shaken as he was speaking immediately after this assassination attempt on Trump. Of course, initially he didn't even want to call it an assassination attempt. They did call it one the next day on social media and other statements. But I wonder what's going through Joe Biden's head right now. I couldn't determine, Alex, whether or not Joe Biden was shaken because he was in fear for his own life, as Rex implied, or whether he was shaken because he realized that because this mission was unsuccessful, his campaign, his political career is virtually over. So I'd be curious to know what you think about that, Alex.
Absolutely. Either tomorrow or one of the later shows, we'll review that tape. I saw that. Biden looked like he had seen a ghost.
Yes.
These people are pure arrogance and hubris, but the fact that they failed to kill Trump. And again, on the trajectory, everything they've done, the demonizations, the lies, the Russiagate, the fake impeachment, the FBI trying to set him up, all the Sybil cases, all the fake criminal cases, all of that, evidence, Mar-a-Lago, Jack Smith caught him. The same trajectory is assassination. And now Democrats out there, many of them celebrating, that shows you what sick freaks they are. Now they want to kill Trump 10 times more. That's why we've got to pray for him. I respect the president and I defer to his judgment if he thinks he can keep running around in public like this. But he's won this hands down. He needs to go to a digital campaign most of the time.
Yeah.
Right now, you cannot trust the Secret Service. You cannot trust many of the people around him. And it's just a nightmare. I mean, the level of infiltration InfoWars has had with the Southern Poverty Law Center infiltrating, jacking into the security cameras, trying to find something, then publishing it all the things they've done to us is intelligence agency stuff. And I'm just a talk show host. Okay. Now we have our guest. We really appreciate him taking time out of his busy schedule, to join us. He's Andrew Ridow and he is the CEO of Liberation Technology Services, a company. on the forefront of the private cloud industry, hosting groundbreaking cybersecurity solutions and the pioneer of liquid-cooled edge data centers. Prior to building Liberation Tech, Riddell was with the Executive Office of the President of the United States as a key figure within the Office of Presidential Advice for the 45th President, Donald John Trump. Andrew's strategic insights and operational excellence have supported over 300 presidential trips, including 16 international missions. Andrew's political acumen was highlighted as the strategic director of Donald J. Trump for president in the campaign in Florida. He also played a pivotal role in other races around the country. Liberation Tech, T-E-K.com. Andrew, thank you so much. And I know you're an expert on what really goes on at these things. So unpack what we witnessed and what we saw from my sources in the FBI hostage rescue team, Secret Service, and at the highest levels of the New York SWAT team that have also helped run major missions in New York for President Trump and Biden. There was no way this happened on accident. They had to be ordered not to put people on the rooftops. That is a default position. Am I correct? Am I wrong? And you got the floor here, sir, to brief us on the situation.
Yeah. After building over 300 events for the president, you know, doing quite this exact layout, you know, there are some glaring issues that I don't know why they weren't necessarily addressed. You're exactly right. A roof, especially that close, would normally be manned by, you know, at least a counter sniper team, if not also, you know, posted agents or law enforcement. You know, they're on that roof and on the ground surrounding that building. You know, they would also normally create visual barriers, you know, if they're not able to incorporate that into the secure perimeter. They would have put up blocking elements. You know, we've done it time and time again, you know, and I think that they want exactly that, as you guys were just saying, going digital, you know, removing President Trump's ability to speak directly to the American people. I think the rallies are one of the greatest assets that the president and his campaign have. And now, you know, does this call it into question, right? Will people be fearful about going out and hearing President Trump at one of his campaign events? And I think that, you know, is a detriment in itself. But yeah, I think that there was a massive lapse. I've heard from, you know, multiple people that are still within United States Secret Service that, you know, the assets, the security personnel, the counter sniper teams, the counter assault teams, you know, their requests are getting denied. Department of Homeland Security is denying presidential protection, you know, up to the standards of those that are on the ground for that agency. And it's a shame that what we're seeing, but I think that it is not all that outside of the norm. We've seen Department of Homeland Security also deny RFK Jr. the right to presidential protective detail. And, you know, when you look at something like that, you've got to protect this man. You need to give the team on the ground enough assets, enough resource so that they can ensure that the president is safe no matter where he is, no matter what he is doing. That is the whole focus of the United States Secret Service. And by, you know, a sheer act of God, President Trump was not killed here. He was only grazed. I mean, you consider the angle and, you know, just a mere millimeters from a lethal shot. You know, I think that we are blessed to be in this position having this conversation where it is not a more grim conversation.
Mr. Riddell, what you just said is massive breaking news. You have extreme credibility running 300 plus of his advanced operations. And we're going to immediately take this and post this on X. I want you to start over. I want you to very slowly, you have a lot of credibility, go over what your sources inside the Secret Service told you that they requested the security, obviously on a rooftop, not just because they have to control the rooftops that close or even a water tower a half mile away. They would secure that normally, but you also have the rooftops to watch the crowd and to have an angle into the crowd. So if you have to shoot somebody, you don't shoot through people. So there, it is the most important place for my sources, in the FBI, in the Secret Service and in the NYPD SWAT team command that this is the default. And now you're saying you talk to your Secret Service sources and their requests were denied. I said that clearly on Saturday. I said 100%, the first thing you do is get control of rooftops. Everybody knows that. It had to be a stand down. And what you just said was they were denied. That means a stand down. I'm not mad at the Secret Service ground level, but they should have gone to Trump. They may have. They should have called off this rally. This is just like what they did with JFK when they pulled off the people on the rooftops and left the buildings open on his parade route in Dallas, Texas in 1963. So please repeat slowly what you just said and go through exactly what they told you.
Yeah. So from my understanding and from my experience putting on all of these different events, normally you would have, talk about counter snipers alone. Normally you would have multiple counter sniper positions because inevitably you're going to have blind spots, right? One of the things that I've seen is that there may be a tree between the sniper, the counter sniper position and where the gunman was positioned, partially obstructing the counter sniper's ability to clearly see and identify those individuals. I heard from one individual that, you know, they were unsure if it was a local counter sniper team coming up to try to assist them. So they weren't able to clearly identify that this was an unauthorized personnel. But the reason that you have multiple counter sniper positions and teams with any presidential event is so that you can mitigate any potential blind spots by any given individual team, right? You have that coverage that gives you eyes over every single aspect of the protective space. And whether it's additional counter sniper teams, which I heard this counter sniper team was only approved maybe 24, 36 hours before. Normally they would have been on the ground at least 3 or 4 days. But you also need the response teams. You need the enough post standards from Secret Service. You need enough resources from local law enforcement agencies. You know, if this is something that, you know, the president wasn't being fully protected, that's a critical issue. But I will say, you know, President Trump is a man that's not going to be stopped, and he would have said, do your best to protect me. But he's not going to cancel a rally because the Biden DHS is denying him. And I know for a high degree of confidence that this is not just a one-off denied request. You know, this is something that we have been seeing for quite a long time. And that's partially because going all the way back to the Biden or Obama administration, recruitment and retention levels have been way down. You know, the United States Secret Service for years now has been understaffed and not hitting their goals, meaning they don't have the personnel needed to not only protect the president, but all presidential candidates adequately.
Okay, so let's stop there and let's expand on this. But I need you to go back because you said this is big breaking news. You've got a lot of credibility. You talked to multiple people currently in the Secret Service, and this is an ongoing scandal that they're being denied the basic things they need, like having people for rooftops, for God's sakes, overlooking the president at 450 feet. That's the prime zone for a shooter. And it's just completely, you know, obvious that by denying that and no Secret Service for Robert F. Kennedy Jr., whose father and uncle were both murdered. I mean, it's just preposterous. So we, at this point, can you elaborate on that? And then I think it's clear.
Yeah.
Trump should be excoriating Biden right now, for basically turning off the security.
Right. And, you know, you have to look back. There is a reoccurring trend where Democrats have been trying to get rid of his detail altogether for months and months now, let alone at the same time, in the same breath, they're saying that, you know, someone needs to beat him up, take him out back, put a target on his back. You know, these very inflammatory types of statements are coming out of, you know, Democrat elected officials by the media and technology companies. I think that's part of the problem. But yeah, I think that you can see the fact that in the U.S. Secret Service's statement after the shooting, you know, they were now saying, well, they're going to get all the assets. We're going to ensure that they have everything that they need to protect this man, somewhat admitting that they had been understaffing him for some time now. And, you know, when you consider everything, whether it was direct or indirect, by not providing enough personnel on the ground and assets to secure an area, you know, you're creating a porous situation. You're almost inviting individuals in, right? You're creating gaps in coverage and insecurity, which can allow for a bad actor, even a lone wolf, to easily exploit it and to, you know, come out with a situation like we saw on Saturday.
Well, that's my next, you stole my thunder. This is going to create copycats. We're not wishing this. I don't believe in Oprah Winfrey's The Secret. You say it happens. We're talking about the real world. Okay. And that's what we're dealing with here. So clearly you're going to see copycats of people trying this. The level of hysteria is only intensified. There's so many examples of Democrats saying, where's John Wilkes Booth when you need him? You know, you got Jack Black out there saying, you know, it's your birthday, what do you wish for? I wish the sniper would have killed Trump. I mean, these are disgusting people that think this is funny. Can you imagine, you're a smart guy, can you imagine if they would have shot a half inch more to the right and it hit him right in the temple and killed Trump deader than a hammer on that stage, what the aftermath of that would have been and the seismic shockwave. So the left is hoping, like letting children play in traffic, that somebody kills Trump. Now they've got what they wanted, but not quite. Now it's backfired. Now they're completely running scared. And I don't think it's even debatable. Trump is in more danger now than ever.
Yeah, I think that, you know, President Trump does not mince his words. He's always had credible threats against him. But in the past, you know, when he was in the White House, he had the full robust resources of the United States Secret Service. I think that team on the ground protecting Trump is doing everything that they can. But if they are left without an adequate resources, you know, you're just inviting something bad to happen. And it's an unfortunate reality of the fact that, you know, the political narrative in this country has been wrenched up to such an extreme level. You know, you have essentially a narrative, you know, both in the technology and in the media outlets, you know, they're calling for extreme harm to a presidential candidate because they don't agree with his ideological beliefs. You know, I think that it is incredibly damaging what they have created here. And unfortunately, you know, the MSNBCs, the CNNs of the world are never going to take ownership that they are pumping a narrative into a population where there are a lot of individuals with severe untreated mental health issues. And this is partially on
them. Andrew, I'm not trying to write myself into this story, and it got some attention 4 years ago, but not as much as it should. I woke up 4 years ago after already being banned 2 years before that off the internet, basically. And people were calling me saying, hey, you know, have you seen Wired Magazine? And I said, no. And have you seen this? No. And it was Alex Jones and 11 others given new level of banning was the basic headline. And in that was the new terms of service of Facebook saying Alex Jones and these other 11 people are considered dangerous persons. So you are now allowed to organize violence against them in the terms of service. Folks, every time I say this, I don't believe it, even though it's true and you can pull it up. And there was, and it was up for a week, and then Zuckerberg changed the terms of service. They put out articles saying you're now allowed to call for violence against myself and Louis Farrakhan of all people, Laura Loomer, Paul Joseph Watson, Gavin McGinnis. It was a test. So that shows you that big tech knows them letting people call for illegal acts, which is not free speech. You know, it's illegal to call for violence against somebody. That they are creating an atmosphere and an environment for this. And it just shows how insulated big tech and people like Zuckerberg, that gave $400+ million to create that database of dead voters, as you know, shows how bulletproof they think they are. And I'm not calling for violence against them, but it's not vindictiveness or revenge to when Trump gets in to take over the Justice Department and prosecute all these people. It's justice. We have to do it or they'll keep doing it again. So it's not that we want to go out and persecute people. We have to do this. It's our job.
There are, especially in technology companies, that's exactly why we started Liberation, to give folks an alternative to, you know, Google Workspace and Zoom and all of those. But there's essentially two playing fields here, right? If you have an R next to your name, you're going to be censored, you're going to be attacked and things like that. But if you have an L or a D next to your name, you're going to be able to say and do whatever you want, not being reprimanded by these technology companies. And, you know, it's even more reinforced and more encouraged almost by the Supreme Court's decision on the Missouri court case that was decided a couple of weeks ago, where they've basically given the Biden administration the go-ahead to continue to work and to control the narrative via technology companies. Yeah. Yeah. I expect us to see certain topics, certain keywords on these social media platforms get immediately banned, immediately suppressed because, you know, they go against the official talking points of the Biden admin.
Well, that's right. And the reason I raised my story was I'm always the beta test. I'm not that important. But they've admitted it on MSNBC, CNN, Alex Jones, test case for lawfare, Alex Jones, test case. And there it is. You're allowed to call for violence against Alex Jones. That was a test to see if they could get away with weaponizing people in their terms of service, literally putting out basically an open season hunting license for me. And that's what they've done to Trump at a scale 1,000 times bigger. It's just outrageous. Going into the RNC, I'm really concerned about that situation. What are your Secret Service sources saying to you about that, if anything? And then can you just go back to your conversation and elaborate a little bit more? Talk to multiple Secret Service saying we're being denied. We were denied at that rally. That is so huge.
Yeah. And it's not just, that rally. It's been multiple rallies. This has been an issue going on for months. You know, we've seen the stories and the reports of people breaking into Mar-a-Lago and things like that.
You ran 300. They're not giving, you're talking to guys, you know.
They're not giving enough post standards. They're not giving enough assets. They're not giving enough resources to adequately lock down, you know, the amount of the locations or the events, right? So if you need on your plan, and what we would do plenty of times, you kind of walk everything in the days that you're there ahead of an event, and you're going, I need a guy here, I need someone here, I need this asset over here, and you're tallying everything up. And say you're asking for 100 post standards. If you're only given 50, well, then you have to try to identify the 50 most important locations, and you're going to start out from the stage and work your way outwards. And so that is where.
Sure, but listen, Andrew, come on. No, I got it. I mean, 100 Secret Service agents could even control that crowd. He needs 200, 300. So, but again, I'm going to ask Secret Service this. If I'm given 10 Secret Service agents, you better believe one of them is going to be on top of that damn roof. I mean, that is default.
Well, they're going to look at the stage first, then, you know, the inner perimeter, outer perimeter and things like that. They'll try to augment with, law enforcement. And clearly law enforcement did not pick up this roof after Secret Service was told that they wouldn't be receiving all the assets that they were requesting. But going over to the RNC, I feel like that is going to be a relatively secure, location. They're going to have a covered arrival, you know, via probably the basement or something. They have had months and months, you know, better part of a year to plan all of this, right? It's a hard assets, anti-scale fencing, everything that you could possibly ask for. The problem is when, you know, President Trump decides to go back on the trail, you know, will he have those assets? Because, you know, at the RNC, you're having a minimum of 6 months to create this security plan with the ability to flex, and you're getting every single asset that you could possibly ask for because it's classified as a national security event. Whereas the regular rallies don't get that classification. They don't get this unlimited amount of resources. And so that is where, you know, the president is not given the full protective complement that I believe that he desperately needs. And as this weekend's events show.
Andrew, I totally agree with you. We're going to break here in a few minutes. If you can stay 10 more minutes on the other side, I'd really appreciate that. I'd like you to go wherever. Thank you. I'd like you to go wherever you want. But look, I've been quite alarmist the last 2 hours before you came on. And I don't do that just because I feel like it. I think it sounds interesting. Look, I'm just going to say it. The deep state did this. This is a setup. The way they let the guy up there, all of this, this wasn't an accident. It was right before Trump was about to go get the nomination officially. I mean, I'm calling it. That this was a deep state run operation. There's no way, with all the climate we see, it was the next thing on the trajectory. And I predicted last week on the show, I said they're going to try to kill him imminently. Trump knows that. I've talked a lot.
Everything that they've done, whether it's these cases, whether it's the lawfare, you know, the different trials, everything else, it's blown up in their face. Right. And so, you know, this is one of the only ways that they could try to stop the man. But I think that it has once again backfired in their face. You know, I'm hopeful that we will see a similar outcome to the last time there was a failed assassination attempt. And that was with Ronald Reagan. And he ended up winning 49 out of 50 states because of that. I think that they have continued to underestimate Republicans, President Trump, everything else. And, you know, it will ultimately lead to a massive victory for Republicans. But we need to ensure that President Trump stays safe all the way up and through November into his next presidency.
I totally agree. Andrew, you've got great expertise, run over 300 events. We'll come right back to you in a few minutes. Please stay with us. God bless you. We'll give out your website as well. Please stay with us.
Everybody buy
besides the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency, frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
I mean, you look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller, so we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
Let me take some brain force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, the sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss. It equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are, and that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taking place, and they're cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around, because stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
From the front lines in war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Andrew Riddell is our guest for another 10 minutes or so. He ran the advance team for 300-plus Trump events. The communications, the internet, the security, the people. He was the master coordinator. He ran forward operations for Trump's presidential election. So he's a big dog in this. And he's telling you what I as an outsider already know. Not just from Hollywood movies, but from my Secret Service connections and everybody. You always control the rooftops, especially up close. And the fact that that there wasn't at least even local police in camp. I mean, anytime I've seen George W. Bush speak, George Herbert Walker Bush speak, Bill Clinton speak, Obama speak, Reagan speak. When I was like, you know, he was running for re-election. So I guess I was about 9 or 8, whatever it was, in Dallas. And they had guys with Stinger missiles. My dad goes, look, and you could see the, you know, the Stinger missile with the box. And they had a Stinger missile on top of the building that Reagan was speaking in front of. I mean, in case somebody tried to bring a plane in. So, and if you go to the White House anytime and sit out there and watch the room of the White House, you'll see guys with Stinger missiles and or more high-tech versions of it. I mean, they got missiles on top of there, folks. So the roofs are where they're all at with the snipers aimed. And then you've got people down below with overlapping fields of fire. And that's not happening. So that'd be like 110-degree Texas hot summer. And you pull into Walmart and leave your one-year-old in the car seat and roll the windows up and go into the Walmart for an hour. You just killed your kid. So it is not negligence. Now, on the part of the Secret Service on the ground, they're bitching, they're complaining, they're saying this is wrong. You just heard that directly from Riddow, Andrew Riddow, our guest. I know that. So when I hear about incompetence of the Secret Service and all this stuff I'm seeing on Fox News, they were not given the personnel. That's not called incompetence. That's called a stand down. Though I will say, 4 big buildings, no one on them. That is preposterous. And I want to know who decided who went where, because the default is the closest buildings, you put people on the roofs. So this was a setup, folks. Don't let them mind trick you into that. Andrew, we really appreciate you and the 10 minutes you've got left. I'd like you to make any other points about this or just about wider issues in the world today and what you think is coming up with the campaign. What do you think, how this affects Biden? Because you're not just a technology expert and a big event, you know, coordinator and honcho. You're also a political operative of Trump and have got a lot of the inside baseball.
Yeah. You know, I think that first and foremost, the fact that an event of this size only having one counter sniper team, like that's showing you how few resources the Trump presidential detail is receiving. You know, at most events, you're seeing at minimum 3, right? And the logic would be, okay, if they would have received that second team, they would have likely been on one of those buildings, right? Essentially taking out that entire compound. But the fact that they were only given one, and from, you know, some of the reports that I've seen, the shooter might have been partially obstructed from the counter sniper team by a large tree that was in the area. You know, that's why you have multiple teams, so that you never have an obstruction and you can clearly identify and see every aspect of the venue. You know, my biggest fear is, you know, the fact that they're going to pull back on the rallies. You know, that is one of President Trump's greatest assets, the ability for people to go by the tens of thousands, listen to him. In fact, you know, I did one of my last events, Butler, PA, on Halloween night in 2020, you know, right there. So this hits incredibly close to home for myself. But my fear is that, you know, those undecided voters, those individuals that, you know, maybe receive a lot of their information from mainstream media won't have the ability to go and listen to President Trump, you know, hear the words from his mouth without, you know, sound bites being taken, without, you know, some commentator feeding them their opinion of the facts.
That's how he cuts through and blocks their censor. But let me stop.
Exactly.
I respect you because you're a smart guy. You've done a lot of great work. And I'm not saying you're wrong. I leave this up to Trump. But he's already so far ahead now with this failed assassination attempt, and I think the evidence is overwhelming. The deep state's behind this, at 98% chance, that they're even more desperate now. I think there's so much cachet and gas in the tank now that if he goes to a digital campaign and openly says, I'm not being given the Secret Service, you know, I want to go on the trail, but my listeners are telling me not to, and then he teases it and still does some events, but really focuses the resources on that. I don't think we roll the dice with the big guy. I don't, you know, they call Biden the big guy. He's a big pedophile. Trump's the real big guy. And, I'm asking you, I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm asking you, and you know, Trump's going to roll the dice. We can't stop him, but at a gut level, you think it's really smart to parade him around like this right now?
No, I think that, you know, there needs to be a lot of internal reflecting on processes, operations, and things like that. Why was there not, you know, some line of sight obstructions that, you know, we built quite frequently in venues like this where, you know, maybe you aren't able to secure a tree line or something like that. You put assets in between that.
Let me stop you. Exactly. I just hit me. I was there on January 6th when he spoke, you know, and with the bulletproof glass. Why isn't he like the Pope with bulletproof glass around him at least?
Well, that goes to the assets. Will Secret Service, the Department of Homeland Security, give them those assets? It requires a special team, special, you know, transportation and things like that. Moving that glass around, I think that, yes, I mean, that can stop a 50 caliber bullet, if not more. But it is a very limited asset. Will they give it? I think that, you know, he definitely warrants receiving that level of protection in those assets. But, you know, it comes down to what will be provided. Right, because it is not something that he has.
Okay, well, here's the deal then. Sure, that he needs to get rid of the Secret Service and hire, you know, the owner of Blackwater Z. I mean, he needs to bring in Eric Prince because that's not that expensive, and so I think the campaign can pay for the damn glass.
Yeah, I mean, that's just one asset, though. You know, there are multiple layers, multiple assets, a lot of things that, you know, are seen and not seen. That, you know, go on to securing a presidential event, and they need to stop treating him as just a candidate and, you know, start treating him more like the eventual nominee for the Republican Party. Realistically, the outright front runner next to become president of the United States and giving them all of those assets. Right.
Well, he's the real president. They stole the election. Go ahead.
Yeah, they're treating him just as if he was George W. Bush, right? The same amount of assets, the same amount of details, and that's really not the case. He's running to become president once again. He needs to have a higher level of security, especially considering, you know, the way that the media, the technology companies, the Democratic elected officials are essentially calling for his head. You know, we all remember when Kathy Griffin was holding up that fake image of a decapitated Trump figure, right? They are calling for this level of violence, and someone, unfortunately, probably did not have his mental issues addressed. He actually acted upon that. And so we need to ensure that the security, the protocols, and everything that is being given to this man, they're up to the highest degree of standard, just as if he was still sitting in the Oval Office.
Well, Trump was smart enough to bring in Eric Prince when he ran 8 years ago. And I don't trust the bureaucracy. I don't trust the Secret Service. I'm not saying they're all bad. Most of them are good. I know a lot of them. They've given us great intel on Hillary and things. But I just – there's too many woke people in there. I'll be point blank with you. I look at some of those people, and I'm in better shape than them. And it was a joke. And so I think Trump should take matters in his own hands. If he went and said, give me donations, $100 million for security – I mean, hell, Eric Prince will do it. We'll just pay for it. But, you know, that's a campaign contribution. It's all going to be done, you know, legitimately. And I just think we need all those combat veterans and all the people that Eric Prince has got that are totally trustworthy, that are battle hardened, that are proven implements of war for this country to be put on Trump right now. I think that's, well, you know, Trump, I can get messages to him. I can probably talk to him. I need to him. Roger, I was talking to him in about an hour. I need to call Roger. But he needs to bring, I forgot to tell Roger that today when I talked to him, he's got to bring Eric Prince back.
Yeah, you know, and I think that you look back historically on U.S. Secret Service. You know, Trump is, you know, his presidency was the only time in the last 10, 15 years that they've actually really recruited the top merit-based recruits, right? You know, you look back at the director of the United States Secret Service now, a lot of talk about DEI and inclusion and things like that. We need to go back and focus on merit-based applicants, merit-based hires, and putting the best individuals in there and then also retaining them. I know so many individuals from my time at the Trump White House that either got out of the presidential detail to go to a field office or just left the Secret Service altogether because they are looking at all of this DEI kind of initiatives instead of merit-based, readiness-based values. And that's incredibly damaging to this organization. For, you know, since the beginning of Obama's administration, the U.S. Secret Service has been understaffed, undermanned, under-recruiting, you know, and it's only a matter of time when you're not getting the best of best in there. You know, there's a lot of, just like many individuals in the government, there are a lot of really great, you know, ground level folks that are there for all the right reasons. But when you have, you know, individuals at the top that are not focused on the mission that matters, right, and focused on other things, that's
well there was where, a deliberate, you know, purge. Like, there was a deliberate purge the last 4 years of the best men. And I've talked and I've seen the news. They're now hiring Secret Service agents that can't hit the side of a bar. And it may look cutesy to have fat women up there and stuff, but I mean, I'm sorry. I mean, I'm a good shot. I've shot mountain goats 1200 yards. Okay. And I've gone up against these military shooters and they run circles around me. And then I've sat there and seen the training results of what's going on in federal agencies, and it's a joke. And so, if you can find women, that are great shots and that they exist, there's definitely Valkyries out there. There's that small percentage of women that can do as good as some of our men, but it's like all the best men are basketball players and they're all black. There's a few white guys, a few Larry Birds. So all the long distance runners are Kenyan because they just genetically have it. So women just can't match up to this. And it's just not what women are supposed to do. And so when they're sticking all these women in there, it's a complete joke. Okay.
Yeah.
God bless you, sir. 60 seconds. Go ahead.
It needs to be fully merit. Don't look at race. Don't look at gender. Don't look at anything. It's like, you know, if you can shoot a dime from the White House off of the Washington Monument, then yeah, that you should be a United States Secret Service sniper. But anything less, you know, we shouldn't be sacrificing because of that. But we also need to, you know, hold our elected officials, the media, everyone else accountable because they have a stake in this as well. You know, that's exactly why we are doing what we are at Liberation, to say, hey, there are alternatives. We are going to ensure that you're getting all the right information, not getting fed the talking points and what the left wants you to believe. We're allowing for our individuals to make their own informed decisions, get all the right information, just like what you're providing on your show.
Andrew, how do people find your amazing work and what you're doing?
LiberationTech.com. That's LiberationTech.com and Liberation Tech on all social media platforms.
Andrew, we'll talk to you soon. God bless.
Thanks, Alex.
All right, so that guy on record ran 300-plus events for Trump. He just talked to multiple Secret Service and said they're being not given anything they need. That's a fact. So everybody wants to say the Secret Service are inept and they're incompetent. They're not given the personnel, but it's worse than that. Four rooftops, 450 feet away. That's where the Secret Service is, because that gives them the view down into everybody. You can't see what a crowd's doing at ground level. You got some doing that. You got to be above it. I mean, my God, folks, I went and protested the KKK in Austin and in Dallas and in Waco and in Houston and in San Antonio. And of course, they were federal agents we exposed them. There's video of it. And it would be in front of the sheriff's department or the courthouse or the Capitol. And you'd look up at the parking garage and there's snipers. And that's just for a KKK rally. First place you get is the roof. Anybody knows that a real shooter is going to be on a roof. And you got people up close watching the crowd for people that have a handgun. That's only good out 100 yards. I don't know, man, with some of these new handguns they've got. My God, I've got a Staccato. They should be a sponsor. They're not a sponsor. I got a Staccato 9mm that I can sit there shooting iron targets at 100 yards and unload a 15-round magazine every time. Cling, 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 cling. It's as good as sex. But this is just so out of control. And, you know, everybody acts like it's tough to just say, screw it, we're going to get out there in front of everybody. No, we've already won, people. Their only moves to killing. So respectfully to Trump and to everybody else, we're not having dick measuring contest here. Okay. We've already won this. We're going to win. No amount of fraud is going to stop that now. Their only move is to killing. I'm going to say it real slow. I know most of the audience gets this, but for other people, don't. Their only move is to kill Trump now and do a bunch of false flags and bring in civil war, civil unrest they call civil war. They've been pre-programming it. It's not even debatable. This is not debatable. This is absolute fact. And I see the pussies, the Secret Service agents all over Fox News going, this is incompetence of the Secret Service. They weren't given the personnel, and then whoever gave the order to not stick one person on the roof so that if somebody climbs out with a gun, you shoot them. But it's lawyers. Somebody up top did the stand down. We know that. That's confirmed. And somebody said, don't put them on the roof. But then somebody was told them, you don't have authorization to shoot. You're not 007. You got what we trust you. You have license to kill. Somebody turned that off and said, you've got to radio and get approval. And so they're calling the Secret Service. We have the videos, aired them yesterday. And you see a minute before Trump gets shot, the Secret Service gets the call. They're moving bystanders out from behind Trump. Because they're here. There's a shooter. There's a guy on the roof. And they should have grabbed Trump right then. But everybody's got a lawyer. And, oh, let's call whatever fat woman's in charge. Here. Hey, Hazel. Hey, you're a 400-pound fat-ass communist. We got a guy up here on the roof about to shoot the president. Can we shoot him, you big fat-ass? And that's what went on. And so that's how they stymie us from action, stymie us from truth. The deep state did this. You know it in your bones. You can smell it. My God, I've explained it all to you. You don't need me to tell you this. You know. They did it. And they've got us all hesitant and, politically correct. Will someone say something about me? That's why they want me off the air, because I'll say it. And you know it. So act like I do. Stop caring what they say. Stop caring how they threaten you, because the threat of slavery is worse than hell and death. We have to stop bowing down to these buckets of maggot. And I'm going to take a little bit of Salente's time when he's taking over. And then I'm going to regroup. And we got some big Bohemian Grove footage. We got like 15 million views of the videos we put out yesterday. We're trying to go through this, you know, 50 hours. We're going to go meet up with these folks again. I'm not just up here sitting around the beautiful. By the way, Northern California is totally gorgeous, except the people are completely miserable. A lot of them are listeners, but other ones are just miserable. Don't even talk to you. My wife just went to the grocery store, and she's sweet, talks to people. My daughter talks to people, not like Texas. And boy, if you think Texas is good now, people being nice. When I was a kid, people were all so black, white, brown. Everybody's so damn nice. Everybody was so happy to see you. Everybody loved children. You come to California, and you're like, man, this place sucks. People don't like children on average, and they just, I mean, compared to Texas, this is it may be the most beautiful place in America, but spiritually, it's a big giant shithole. And, and there's just, just all occultic bookstores on every corner. I saw like three of them since I've been here, just in this town, bunch of devil worshipers. I mean, you can just feel it. Bunch of trash. All right. Chase, you've been sitting there. A lot of news is coming in, a lot of breaking. We're not focused much on Jack Smith. He falsified evidence, planted evidence, was not properly appointed. All of it's a fraud. A lot of big stuff. What's going on there at the InfoWars Command Center?
Well, I tell you what, one of the things that's been the most frustrating about these new reports about the Trump classified documents case being thrown out is I've seen the Krasensteins and others say, oh, well, apparently the judicial system that's been so weaponized against Donald Trump obviously isn't weaponized against Donald Trump if a Trump-appointed judge is able to just throw out this case and dismiss this case. So whatever we do, whatever happens, whether it's an assassination attempt or whether it's a court ruling or hearing, they always find a way to flip it and recharacterize it, mischaracterize it as something that's indicative of why the right is wrong about everything.
But the good news is less and less people listen to folks on the globalist payroll, like the mini-me's or the thing one and thing two. I mean, people aren't listening to that crap. We all know they threw dozens of cases at him and rigged trials. And finally, one judge said the Supreme Court told her. They said, this is for you to reverse.
Yeah.
It's not in the U.S. law. This guy was not appointed correctly. Just like the January 6th committee. It's not debatable that you've got to have the other party vote for who they want on the committee. It's in the Constitution. It's in the law. And then they destroyed all the tapes and all the interviews because it showed what we said. that it was a staged Fed surrection. So we knew January 6th committee was a lie. That's why I said you're illegitimate, took the fifth 98 times. And it's the same thing with this. We knew Jack Smith. It's in the law. He wasn't appointed by Congress, because you can't have the Justice Department appoint its own little special inquisitors, because the Justice Department would become the presidency. Our founders were smart, and they built the best house in a bad neighborhood. I've studied every other system, folks, and it has withstood the level of corruption. And now, despite all the corruption in the Justice Department and the executive, and even in Congress, it's still like you want to sabotage the corrupt system. You want separation of power. You want gridlock, the founders said. They're like, oh, we need to get things done. We need to. No. This was like a black widow spider. The male usually gets eaten by the female. He has sex with her one time, and about half the time he gets eaten. He's about half her size. She needs the protein for the babies. So he goes and has sex with her, and then she eats him. Well, the male spider ties her legs and puts her in a web before he does that. And he ties up her back legs and everything, and then he has sex with her, and he runs. Okay, because she's going to jump on him and eat him immediately. And half the time he gets eaten. But you talk about survival of the fittest, that's really built in. Okay. So it's the same thing. The founders said, we got to have a government, but these things are messy. So a little like a male black widow, they came in and went, all right, we're going to make a republic. So we got to have some government. We're going to put web all over this and tie this son of a bitch down.
Yeah.
And now we're seeing the genius of that. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm absolutely with you on that. A lot of times what I say about the Constitution is that it's perfect in all ways, except that it couldn't sustain itself. And I think they knew that. That's why you hear quotes and expressions like, you know, liberty's got to be watered with the blood of patriots, things of that nature. And so,
they put in roadblocks and speed bumps to it.
Well, and that's what's so pervasive and perverse about this notion of progressive, because the word that the leftists use to describe themselves is progressive. I'm a progressive. Are you progressive, Democrat? And progress is the antithesis of the whole mentality behind our government. Like you said, our government is supposed to be tied down and incapable of breaking through these barriers and having this level of progress. It's not about how much can you legislate. It's supposed to be how much can you preserve of the freedom of the people.
It's about the republic.
Yes.
And tying down tyrants and all the tricks of tyrants. I mean, our founders weren't fake intellectuals. They were, I mean, Thomas Jefferson spoke like six languages. Benjamin Franklin spoke like seven. They had huge libraries. They were into I read news articles they wrote, and I'm smart. I mean, I'm a really good reader, and I don't understand half the words they're using.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I've got to go get, you know, an encyclopedia to even understand that. When you actually read it, you're like, God, these guys are like rocket scientists, man.
Yeah.
And they were badasses, because back then, being a historian, knowing Latin, being a scientist was the rock star. Not being LeBron James, and I'm not putting down LeBron James. I'm just saying back then, like, Benjamin Franklin was a rock star in England, a rock star in England, a rock star in Russia, a rock star everywhere, because he invented a bunch of stuff. And people were like, we put on pedestals people that invent things. I mean, he was literally, you know, he invented
bifocals,
electricity,
the Franklin stove, discovered electricity, tons of other stuff.
Yeah, and the French liked him too, because the French liked him too, because he would join them in their huge orgies. But we're going to go to break. We're going to go to break, and we're going to come back and finish up with a lot of this huge news. This is an epic moment. Please support us at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got the new Trump bulletproof shirt. Want to support the InfoWars? Support Trump? Go there now. InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average.
Mert defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All right, 5 weeks ago, I told you when the Justice Department, that's who ran it now, we have the witnesses, it's all going to come out soon in court, but it was admitted to actually in court. The Justice Department, through court appointees, not the judge, tried to illegally shut down InfoWars, and I'm not stupid. I'm not that important. They wanted me off the air, though, because they know I understand their battle plan. And I spent a lot of time in the first hour on this. Gerald Salente's coming up in about 20 minutes. He lets me take some of his time. I appreciate that. And then I'm going to decide what I'm going to do after that. But there's a lot to digest here. But coming up next segment, I'm going to very judiciously just give you the scenarios. Air raid sirens going off here in Northern California. I don't know if you can hear that. It's very ominous. And so the problem is, again, I'm not complaining. I pull up this battlescape and it's just like, it's like so many angles, so many different things here to talk about. And I just want listeners to understand that I wish I was wrong. But I'm not wrong. And I know the enemy, and I know the enemy very, very well. And I know that they are right now scrambling to kill Trump. But they're all a bunch of cowards that want to work through other groups and organizations and are starting to really hesitate. That's why they're so freaked out. But I think it is an extreme possibility they're going to false flag something and say Russia did it. Extreme possibility they do a big cyber attack, power outage that they've been pre-programming. Because they telegraph everything they're going to do. And truck bombs, shoot Trump. It's real simple stuff. Why is he not in a glass bubble? And you can't really see that on TV. They're so clean. They're so crisp that when you saw Trump speak at, you know, January 6th, on news, it didn't look like he was on TV, like he was behind inch-thick armored plate. But there's not money for that. The Secret Service, Biden won't give the money for that. Give me a break. Come on, man. So they're desperate. They're sitting around thinking right now what they're going to do. They've got a lot of contingency plans, a lot of backup plans, a lot of scenarios. They're wargaming it. And I think within 2 or 3 days, they will decide on their plan. I don't think they've decided which plan they're going to run right now. But they're going to run something really horrible. That gut level, I'm tempted to get an airline ticket right now because I don't want to get stuck in California. And I came out here to cover Bohemian Grove, plus my wife and younger daughter came. She has friends that live here. They're coming over to have dinner tonight. I can't leave my wife and daughter here while this is going on. I may just go in there and tell my wife you're leaving. It's that bad, folks. Like, I'm rolling the dice if I stay here until Wednesday. It's that bad. I mean, I'm talking, they killed Trump, then they're going to blow some stuff up and say Trump supporters did it, then they cut the internet, the flights are all canceled. I mean, I'm not saying that's going to happen. 20% chance they cut the power in the next 2 days. I mean, I'm never wrong, folks, when I go with my gut, my spirit. Okay. I mean, I literally am connected to God. All of us are, but I am really connected. I don't say these things to you to be dramatic. I don't say these things because I want to scare you. I say this stuff because it's true. Okay. Oh my God. And I got to think about what I'm going to say here today. And we're not going to go blow home by Demon Grove. That's not important now. I'm going to have to just write some notes, compose myself, and come back during the war room after I have a break. Because this could be on my last broadcast. Any minute now, folks. It's that imminent. We had Imperial troops entering the base 5 weeks ago. With just bravado. Shut me down. Justice Department says so. No order. I mean, these are, and again, it's not like, why would you want to get me off the air? I've already said everything, except I'm going to say what they're about to do next. And they don't want me wargaming this because for whatever reason, nobody else seems to be able to do this that has a big show. Callers call in with incredible points and teach me stuff. I'm not kissing your ass. It's true. But I just, you know, this is it. This is the big one, folks. Like I told you a month ago, I need all those clips. Find the clips about predicted assassination. Where I said, this is the big one. They're going to kill Trump. I've said it like 50 times the last month. Get me the new clips. We'll be right back.
I just want to acknowledge your leadership and your ability to see around corners. Again and again and again, you have been labeled as a conspiracy theorist and a nutcase for speaking the truth that you were able to perceive earlier than many people. And I'm in your debt, and I think we're all in your debt for your courageous actions over these many years. You've been vilified and denigrated and gaslit and everything else. I've received a small taste of what you've been through, and I don't like it very much. So I certainly appreciate and empathize with everything you've been through, and thank you for being the hero that you are and not backing down in the face of all the crap that's been thrown at you.
On corruption, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Yeah, there's a storm loose, sirens in my head.
All right, I don't say this live on air to toot my horn. I don't say this to act powerful. I don't say this to aggrandize myself, okay? I say this because this is what gets people's attention, and this is what has an effect. Now, I have been in California for 3 days. Since they shot Trump, I landed when they shot him. And I love the crew. The live crew is doing a great job, okay? And we've got I asked the archivist on Saturday, I said, get clips of me saying they're going to kill Trump. He went back and got stuff 8 years ago, me saying, that's great. That's not what I'm looking for. I said a month ago, this is the big one, about 3 weeks ago. This is the big one. They're going to kill Trump imminently. And then they're going to stage false flags and blame Trump supporters. And then they're going to kill Biden. And I said it at the start of the show 3 weeks ago. Go to band.video, listeners. I need your help. We can't do it. We just can't do it. I've been asking for days. I'm not mad. We can't do it. I get it. You've heard me like a parrot say this over and over again. I need those clips uploaded to X. You tweet them at me at Real Alex Jones. I'll post them. They'll get 50 million views. Because that gets the normies to listen. They're not going to listen when I tell them what's coming next now. They're going to listen when I told them what was going to come next and it happened. So here's what I did. I did a whole bunch of shows, but I did a show. It's all you got to do is go back. Listeners can go to Real Alex Jones. People can go to band.video, the Alex Jones section, and just go back to the full show daily. And all you do is put it on triple speed. And it was a couple of those shows, but there was one where I said, this is the big one. They're going to kill Trump. And then they're going to kill Biden, and then they're going to set off car bombs, and then they're going to cause a race war, and they're going to have a cyber attack. And I said, this is the big one. Guarantee they try to kill Trump. I said, in the next 45 days, I even called it, okay? Because it's like, okay? So I got that download directly from the big guy. Okay. And I said, this is the big one. This is going down. This is going to happen. I remember I said, they'll probably try to kill him before the RNC. So I think I said, we enter the prime zone of assassination in the next 30 days. And I believe I may have nailed it to the day. So what good is knowing the truth and having the answers if we don't get it? So I need all the listeners to go to band.video. And up in the corner, you click on the different hosts, the different channels. You'll see Alex Jones right there. And then you just go back to the full show, and you find it and you re-upload it 2x, and I will get it on my X, okay? Maximum effort. And I'm not blaming the crew. You know, we've got like three editors, three video people now trying to put three shows out a day with clips. They work their ass off. I mean, one of the guys comes in there at 9 a.m. and leaves at like 7, and he's like a damn machine, Wilson. They're all great. But, I mean, Wilson is just, whatever happens to InfoWars, that guy's got a job. So, and the live crew's running the live show. I'm very frustrated, though, because I said specifically I want my new predictions. Because they're dead on, folks. I'm only going now directly with the Holy Spirit. And I don't have visions. I do have dreams that come true, but it's more like I just know something. Like it's like, bloop, okay. And I ignored it, and it's never wrong. It's never wrong. Never. My interpretation can be wrong, but it's never wrong. It's God. Big G, big O, big D, 15 exclamation points. The big guy. I have the intel. I have the information. We can defeat them. You've got to listen to me. I'm risking my life because we don't have any future if we don't do this. So I have predicted it over and over again. I didn't just say they're going to try to kill Trump. I said what they will then do after it. And the fact that they fail is God's hand here, ladies and gentlemen. It's God's hand in all of this. So if they would have killed Trump, there was a different scenarios. I don't know which one they were going to do. They would then truck bomb the White House and kill Biden. They want a big, like, oh, my God, Trump's dead and Biden's dead. And then all of a sudden Trump supporters did it. A cyber attack claiming Russia working with Trump supporters just took down the East Coast grid. I told you that 2 years ago. And then a year later, the FBI goes, we've got intel that the Russians with Trump supporters are going to cut the power. I'm in their mind, folks. I've got them. It's God. So I'm not trying to brag here. That's why I'm coming off the air. I've got them, folks. I've got them. And there's nothing more frustrating than knowing the enemy's next moves. I've got their playbook. I don't know which play they're going to play when, but I've got their playbook. And the scenarios are all there. The information is all there. And that will really show people, if you, the listeners, because there's millions of you listening, will just go to Real Alex Jones, because it's on there too. And just go to band.video and just go into the clips and get it where I specifically explain what's going to happen. And that's what I'm trying to say to people. We don't want to debate whether or not there was a standout of Secret Service. You just heard the guy last hour that ran 300 plus events for Trump say the Secret Service told him they're not allowed to protect Trump. They're not given basic security. He's given the security of a former president, not the front runner. And so this is going on, ladies and gentlemen. So again, they're going to want to change the subject. And I believe it's imminent. But if there's eyes and ears and people watching, you notice why all these Democrat party groups have canceled trips, canceled speeches, canceled a bunch of colleges are announcing they're closing. Why do you think that is? Because they're about to roll a truck bomb into a black college imminently. Okay. And they're going to say, this guy, whatever his name is, did it. He's a Trump supporter. And they'll have the videos already, all the stuff already, and it'll just be boom, and then Black Lives Matter start smashing and attacking the RNC, the DNC next month. Everything is on the table. The enemy only has certain moves. They've only got certain cards in their hands. And I have already said all this months ago, I am saying it again today, and people are not going to listen to me saying it on July 15, 2024. They're going to listen, and it's all there in the show, every bit of it to the letter. And so that's all I'm saying is we don't have the crew to do this. We can't. We won't. So all I'm saying is that I need you to go in there, and I need the crew, who's awesome, to focus on my predictions and to focus on reports about the clear stand down and to focus on the fact of what I'm saying now, that they are planning to kill Trump. That is so obvious. They are 10 times more desperate. There is nothing else they can do. It's the only move left. And with it comes cyber attacks, expanded wars, assassinations, total hysteria, race war, you name it. And the reason they don't want me on air is so many of the mentally ill white supremacists and black supremacists tune in and they hear me. And so when the FBI is trying to set them up or get them to be the patsy at one of these events, if you've ever seen with Jeff Bridges, Arlington Road, you should watch that movie. It came out like 25 years ago because it's dead on. They've got this libertarian anti-patriot act professor that they move in next door to, they set up. So they manipulate him to go to a parking garage next to the Capitol when they blow the Capitol up. Now, that's how real intelligent groups work. And if you watch that movie, you then understand how this works. You don't want to be Jeff Bridges that thinks he's going to stop a bomb, and then he's there at the scene when the bomb goes off. That's exactly how these people work. They've got all sorts of pre-plans ready. They've got all sorts of programs ready. I'm not going to get into MKUltra for you or any of this stuff. But that is what's happening here. And they've got the sleeper cells ready. And they've got their go teams ready. And when I get up here and say they've got drones, big helicopters that are remote control, so humans are taken out of the equation, in hangars outside every major city with nerve gas and with opiate gas to either knock out or kill. I didn't give you a two-hour dissertation on congressional hearings, declassified documents in 2000, the Sunshine Project, when the Marine Corps accidentally declassified a joint Marine Corps U.S. Army program practicing to knock out whole U.S. cities during civil insurrection with opioid gases or nerve gas. I just say this stuff, and I'm not like this, whoa, let me just say something to you, okay? I know their plans. And so let's say they kill Trump. There's a civil war. 20 governors come together and say, we're going to stop this. They just send drums of nerve gases to kill the governors. The governors have to know about this. Because the federal government thinks it's God. It thinks it runs everything. It's killing the checks and balances. It's not just federal. It's not just state. It's not just the three branches of government. Okay, legislative, executive, judicial, or federal, state, county, city. It's they're attacking all the branches. The New World Order says this country's there. And if they want to dominate the world, they've got to dominate America first. So they've got plans with the Pentagon to nerve gas all the capitals. Give one order, no persons involved. They've got helicopters loaded with the weapons, and the helicopter, the base opens. Helicopter. Then it sprays the government district. It goes over Tarrytown, where the Democrats and Republicans all live. Nerve gases them. Goes back over the Capitol, the governor's mansion. Nerve gases. And then the hysteria that comes out of that is just going to be unbelievable. Breakdown of society, rioting. They'll activate Antifa. They'll activate Black Lives Matter. They've already defunded the police. They've already got the criminal gangs like the movie Joker, how sexy it is to burn down and kill. And now they're running and murdering, and they've got lists of who they're going to kill. So armed gangs come to your house to murder you and your family because they've been green-lit that this is their time to take over. And then all the sleeper cells of foreign troops, the hundreds of thousands of Islamic and Chinese military-age troops with the same backpacks, the same boots, and all the rest that are inside the country. This is Red Dawn. When Red Dawn didn't happen from the Russians, when they come down in the sky in South Dakota or Colorado, Red Dawn's your own government hijacked by psychotic criminals that had unlimited funding to set all this up and get it ready. And now you understand. Now you see what's going to happen. They're not just going to kill Trump. They're going to kill all the opposition, and they're going to kill the governors, and they're going to nerve gas people, and then they're going to cut the power. And all you idiots that went along with the system, you're not going to get medevaced out. You're not going to get airlifted out. All of a sudden, the power's off. You went and covered out your mission. And then the communist Antifa and Black Lives Matter thugs that have been given their hit list to go, okay, we've taken over. It's a communist uprising. Go to these houses. and rape and kill everybody. They're coming. The minute you see Trump hit the ground, the false flags, the power outages, the cyber attacks, and the hit teams are coming. MS-13's on their payroll. Communist Chinese troops, hundreds of thousands in the U.S. Communist Chinese troops massing in Belarus. We're going to get hit on all sides. It's the end of the country, the end of everything. You're going to starve to death. And just remember I warned you. Remember I told you, because we will beat this long term. Because you're going to remember I said this. Even if we fail to kill Trump, this goes forward. What we're doing now ensures the resistance movement and ensures it may take 5 years. We will beat them. We will dig them out. We will reconstitute the republic, and we will go find all the globalists wherever they're hiding, and we will put them on trial publicly, and then publicly in front of the White House, we're going to hang them until they're dead. And that's what's going to happen if you don't stop them. That's what's going on of all you candy asses out there that work for the system, the corporations, the media, the government. Keep following orders. Keep sucking the feet of the New World Order. Keep bowing down as a bunch of cowardly butt kissers that watch Netflix all day. You're up against the New World Order now. They just killed 35 million people with poison shots. They're not playing games. Now, Gerald Celente is about to take over. And I just said everything I said a month ago, so at least we got this. Yeah! At least we can get this up. I'm going to write the headlines. I'm going to get this stuff out on X right now. And I'm going to be back later in the broadcast, back with Owen, back more here, because every minute's precious. Every hour's precious. This is go hour. This is zero hour. This is New World Order. You ain't fighting the old coups of 100 years ago. You ain't fighting the New World Order that killed JFK. You're fighting the technocracy. You're fighting the satanic takeover. You're fighting the Antichrist system, and God's watching. And the beast will wage war against the saints and overcome them for a short time. But that's in the third quarter. We win in the fourth quarter. And I'm here to lay the groundwork for our fourth quarter victory right now. And whatever happens to me, whenever it goes down, I'm ready to sign off. Mission complete. Beam me up, Scotty. But I'm doing my job right now. You people better get your shit together right now. People better get your asses together and get your asses in gear, because this is it. And the party's over. You got that? Gerald Celente takes over.
Oh, wow. very powerful, Alex, what you said. And you're 100% correct on something. And, you know, JFK's assassination. I have a photo here of me and John Connolly. John Connolly's the guy who was the governor of Texas that took the bullet in the back. That's me, him, and his wife in front of the book depository where Kennedy allegedly got shot from. It's their first time back. This is 1992. Connolly's first time back since the assassination. He wanted to meet me because in this book I wrote, Trend Tracking, Far Better Than Megatrends, Time Magazine, back in 1989, I had forecast that there'd be a new third party. And someone like Ross Perot would be the candidate. So that's why Connolly wanted to meet me. I'm mentioning this because of what Alex is saying about the JFK assassination and mentioning that. As we're going back, I'm making a very long story short. As we're going back into the Anatole Hotel, remember, this is the governor of Texas, a Democrat, Connolly, who took the bullet in the back sitting in front of Kennedy. He said to me, I read your book and it's a fine piece of work. He said, and I know your heart's in the right place, but you don't have a clue what's going on. And neither do the American people. Because if they did, it'd be a revolution in this country. This isn't only the same John Connolly that took the bullet in the back as a Democratic governor of Texas. He was the Republican Treasury Secretary under Richard Nixon that took us off the gold standard. So as Alex was saying, this is bigger than the eye can see. We are on the precipice of the worst global financial crisis in the history of the world, part one and part two. And they will do everything they can to get the people's minds off it. Again, We write about the details of the Trends Journal. And week after week, three companies, BlackRock, Vanguard, and State Street, own 88% of the S&P 500. Vanguard, State Street, BlackRock own 40% of all the major corporations. Oh, that guy, that little maniac kid that shot at Trump and killed an innocent person there? Oh, he was in an ad, a BlackRock ad? How could you make this stuff up? So what Alex saying, you know, is what George Carlin said. It's one big club and you ain't in it. You know, going back to the Kennedy assassination, every year he was assassinated on November 22nd, 1963. Every year for decades, there's never a mention of it in the major media on November 22nd, that this was the day the President of the United States was assassinated. So, and by the way, Alex said, you know, that I'm going to try to get rid of Trump and wipe out Biden. Biden's dead already, man. The cat's a walking dead. And they shot Trump, but Biden's already dead. You know, the guy's out of his mind. They're going to come up with a new candidate. There's no question about it. And I believe the person's going to be that little arrogant daddy's boy. My daddy worked for the Getty Gang, Gavin Newsom. Google it up. Getty's gave him all the money to start his businesses. He was so successful. It's one big club and you ain't in it. And what is he related to? Pelosi? So I think that's the guy they're going to put in there. So as it stands now, if Trump makes it, and he'll win at this point. I always make it clear that people call me a futurist. I said, no, I'm not a futurist. I'm a trend forecaster. No one can predict the future. There are too many wild cards, whether they're made by nature or made by humans. And you just saw the wild card being shot. Nobody can predict the future. Nobody. So as it stands now, it looks like I would bet on it, man. If there was a betting place to go bet, I'll throw, you know, $1,000 on that Biden won't be running. They're going to get rid of him. And they got to change the scenario. And it's a crime syndicate, as I call it, the government. You know, by their deeds you shall know them. Too big to fail, you're just a piece of crap. We got to bail out the banksters who caused the panic of 08. Murderers, what's your favorite war? Oh, I grew up during the Vietnam War. It was lovely. Only killed about 60,000 Americans. Yeah, seriously wounded another 240,000. Yeah, probably a million probably committed suicide. I like the first Iraq War better than the second Iraq War. How about the Afghan War? It was lovely. When all else fails, they take you to war. That's the other thing to remember. And the Biden administration's failing in front of everybody's eyes. The government's failing. The economy's failing. The nation is failing. It's a freak show out there. And the freaks are running the show. What Alex said is very, very powerful and very, very important to listen to. And again, you know, do what you can to support InfoWars. Because these people are doing everything they can to help you. And as Alex said, you got to do something. Put your money where your heart and soul and mind are. Because if we don't unite, we're finished. We're finished. And again, there's all the theories about how this guy, this kid did this and that and this and that. Could it be the incompetence of a gang running the show, where they shot Reagan, this one, that one, this one, that one. Haven't won a war since World War II. Everything. Hey, how about that pier that cost, what, about $375 million to bring food to Gaza? It's a total failure. You can't build a pier. They're failures. So we get back, we're going to talk about the economy. Very important. Stay tuned.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Everybody knows, unless you've been hiding in a cave somewhere for 20 years, that fish oil does incredible things. But not all fish oil is created equal. Most fish oil has been pasteurized. It's been boiled. It's been heated up, and they smash the bones and guts of the fish, and it gets contaminants in it. We sell the highest grade fish oil there is, and it's pure fish oil, and it's not been pasteurized, and it is so good for your whole body, your cardiovascular system, your brain, energy, everything. Next level quality, ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com right now, and for a limited time, it is 40% off. Ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. I just want to encourage you at the same time. This is really good for you. So it's a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get ultimate fish oil.
Let me take some brain force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
I mean, you look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well-drilled. So we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have a complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
The
answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Trump just picked J.D. Vance as his VP. And I don't think it's a good choice. And by the way, I began my career working on political campaigns in Westchester County. Mayor Yonkers became the longest running mayor. It's a big city. State senator, district attorney, worked for all of them. Designed and instructed a course called American Politics and Campaign Technology, how to run campaigns, taught it at St. John's University. So I'm not a rookie in the field. This isn't a good pick. Would have won Ohio anyway, Trump would. And to me, it's not the best choice. It's just a little bit more of the same, and he should have taken a different angle. But they're running the show, so that's what they're doing. And as it stands now, as I said, Trump got shot. Biden's dead in the terms that it's finished. He's gone. No way in the world he's going to win. This is going to pump Trump's candidacy up. And what he did, it was really brave of him. I'm not a Trump fan. I just call things the way they are. But boy, him getting up like that after he got shot, how many men would do something like that? It shows what a tough guy he is. And again, as for the breakdown of why it happened, it's one after another. It's a government, it was a total failure. And speaking of failures, some interesting stories. By the way, I'm a little quiet today because it's very shocked about what's going on. People don't like me. I get emails, they don't like me. I raise my voice and I'm angry. Grow the hell up, you little jerk. Hey, wouldn't you love to be in one of those tents in Gaza? And what did they just kill? Oh, over 90 people, wounded over 300. Oh, and they just killed another, 30 or 40 in a school? Oh, you would be. Now, calm down, Celente. They're only Palestinians. Their hearts aren't broken. They say, oh, we deserve to be killed. We're just nobodies. When your life is on the line, you fight for it. You got it? You got it? Our lives are on the line. What more proof do you need? You just saw what happened. With the almost assassination of Trump. Love him, hate him, makes no difference. This is America. How many times they got to do this crap? It's because of the hatred that the mainstream media builds. I hate those Russians. Oh, they taught me how to hate them since I'm a little kid, hiding under a desk in case an atom bomb went off. Those lousy Iranians, how dare they overthrow the Shah of Iran? Don't you know who I am? I gave them the Savak, the secret police that made the SS look good. Oh, you forgot about Churchill and Kermit Roosevelt, CIA and MI6, overthrowing the democratically elected government of Mossadegh in 1953 in Iran? Because he had the nerve, the arrogance, to say no, that oil does not belong to Anglo-Iranian oil, or better known today as BP, or Standard Oil, better known today as ExxonMobil. This oil belongs to the Iranian people. Get rid of this guy. Yeah. So we're taught to hate people. That's all the media does. It sells hate because they're prostitutes. They're little nobody media whores that get paid to put out by their corporate pimps and government whoremasters. So now they've sown, as Alex is making clear, a new level of hate. A new level of hate and it's just going to escalate if we don't have peace. I love this little clown boy, this little boy with a pair of cojones smaller than a mothball. Mike Johnson. He sells the crap that he's a Christian. Hey, what Jesus Christ loves murder, moron. And all the other people that believe, you know, Moses with the Ten Commandments. Hey, got some. Did you ever hear thou shalt not kill? Screw you, Salenti. We will kill whoever we want for any reason we can make up, and the masses will swallow our crap. They swallow junk food. They swallow media crap. And if you don't believe me, how about this? We'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American public believes is false. Oh, did Hitler say that? No. Mussolini. No. William J. Casey, CIA director, 1981. Yeah, William J. Jerk. I can't say the other word off over there. Yeah. All right. You believe everything. These are two articles on InfoWars. I go to InfoWars every day. I go around the world. From Hot Eds to ISNA, Tehran Times, Al Jazeera, Japan Times of Israel. It's all over the world. And two articles on InfoWars right now. To show you the truth of the lie of William J. Casey. Sixfold increased risk of colon cancer in COVID vaccinated study. Another one. Mandating COVID shots, quote, one of the greatest mistakes, former CDC chief says. One of the greatest mistakes? A bunch of little low-life clowns telling us what to do? You want to get cancer? Get the shot. Oh, these are just studies. Oh, you remember it had a 96% efficacy rate. Hey, look at the billions of dollars that Pfizer got. With our money, by the way. Oh, yeah. No jab, no job. Oh, you forgot that? In the USSA? United Soviet States of America? Yeah. The Trends Journal, first magazine to call it a hoax. January 28, 2020, the COVID breaks out in China on Chinese Lunar New Year, the year of the rat, January. 2 weeks later, coronavirus, 106 dead in China. Our next line was 1.4 billion still alive. What are you telling me this crap for? Look how rich the drug dealers got. Oh, no, they're not drug dealers, Salenti. We don't like your language. They're big pharma. Yeah. Big pharma that control. That's who runs the government. Big pharma, military industrial complex, the banks, the bandits, and big tech. Yeah. Remember when the internet revolution happened? Oh, you probably don't too young to remember, huh? Oh, yeah, it was going to be freedom. You could say whatever you want on the internet. It's going to be freedom. They own it all. Oh, and now Google's what? They're going to do a $23 billion deal with somebody to buy up some more? All right, we get back. I got to talk about the economy. And again, do everything you can to support InfoWars. They're doing everything they can to support you. We need to unite for peace. Unite with InfoWars.
Everybody buy.
buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
You look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller, so we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund our Operation A360 Win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake Up America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll free 888-253-3139.
I just want to acknowledge your leadership and your ability to see around corners. Again and again and again, you have been labeled as a conspiracy theorist and a nutcase for speaking the truth that you were able to perceive earlier than many people. And I'm in your debt, and I think we're all in your debt for your courageous actions over these many years. You've been vilified and denigrated and gaslit and everything else. I've received a small taste of what you've been through, and I don't like it very much. So I certainly appreciate and empathize with everything you've been through, and thank you for being the hero that you are and not backing down in the face of all the crap that's been thrown at you.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Gerald Celente.
I love being on you. This Alex Jones, InfoWars. I admire him. Right, and Alex Jones is a man who is free to be who he wants to be. Doesn't tell you who to be, and he's free to be him, as well as the staff, Owen, the whole crew. And it's so important, as You know, they're trying to wipe us out every way they can. By the way, I've gotten death threats too. And the district attorney did nothing. Cops came, state troopers. It was a clown show. You're not allowed to speak out against the government. This used to be the land of opportunity. Now it's the land of losers. So you need to support InfoWars. And by doing so, you're not only helping InfoWars, you're helping yourself. Because they have these great products to help, you know, boost your vitality. And they have a special deal going on right now. And it's not only just to boost your vitality, it's also to enhance your overall well-being. And you get this stuff exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you're looking to support your immune health, improve cognitive function, your energy levels down, you want to get it higher, they're meticulously crafted formulations give you what you need to do this. Ageless Vitality Collagen. Superfood greens, mushroom max, yeah, better mood plus, turmeric 95, one after another, prostate support, boy, that's one you need, especially as us little cats get older, man, the prostate goes, nerve renew as you're losing your head, joint max relief and good night's sleep, you know, all the data coming out, the problems of people having sleeping at night, again, one great product after another. So grab the reins of your health and wellness. You got a premium lineup here, and it's now available at a rate that dominates the competition only at InfoWars Store, InfoWarsStore.com. Get what you need because you need it and they need you. It's a 360 win. Okay. I said I was going to talk about the economy. One of our top trends for 2024, banks go bust. And again, you get the Trends Journal, you go to JonesTrends.com, you get it for like $2.50 a week. If you don't like it, you get a money back guarantee after 30 days. And we're giving, here, gold prices, I just got off, like, let me see, gold prices, 4,000, excuse me, 4,000, I make that mistake, $2,420. $2,420. One of our top trends for 2024 came out January 2nd. 2024, a golden year for gold. Gold prices are up almost $400 an ounce. That's right. Since we made that forecast. And this is just the beginning. Going back, you know, in trend forecasting, all things are connected. So let's go back to the election. Biden is the loser. The Federal Reserve is going to do everything they can to pump up the economy for the Democrats between now and Election Day. And they're going to lower interest rates. And that'll boost the housing market back up. And it'll generate more growth. It's going to bring inflation higher too, by the way. But anyway, they want to keep the people in power. The former Fed head, Ms. Fatia Brut, Janet Yellen, was the former Fed head, is now the Treasury Secretary. You got it? They want to keep it there. They're in charge of the government. They own the money. So they're going to lower interest rates. The other issue that's not being talked about is the banks going bust. This is an article from Bloomberg, July 10th. Distressed property buyers seek out exceptional bargains. Then you read through this thing. PE firms, private equity firms that never existed when I was a kid, now they own everything, want to take advantage of deep American discounts after office values fell by almost a quarter last year. Wait a minute. The value of office buildings fell 25%. How come this isn't major news every day? Well, because if the people knew how bad it was, then they really know the pain they're feeling is more than just their pain. Following the pandemic work from home shift, this is the BS in how they rewrite history. Not following the pandemic work from home shift, following those little pieces of rotten scum like Gavin Newsom, got so Newsom, like little Andy Cuomo, oh, like at the wine up there in Ohio, oh, and the Hogan down there in Maryland, now running for senator, and Witless Whitmer up there in Michigan, yeah. Close down your businesses, go home, you can't go to work. They're blaming it on the pandemic, not the politicians. This is how history's being rewritten. And compared to with savings and loan crisis of 2008, we're still in the first and second innings when it comes to troubled assets, said Robert Cole, finance professor at Florida Atlantic. Oh, he said that. Oh, he's only 3 years too late with this, man. They don't want us to know how bad this is. They're quoting this guy as it was one of our... Go back to your Trends Journal, May 2020. We said the office lockdowns are going to cause an office building bust. Go back to your top trends, 2022, 2023, 2024, office building bust, banks go bust. Oh, we've only been saying this, but now they're just putting out the little bit of details. You ready? Oak Tree management said, there's a tsunami coming and the waters are pulling out of the beach. Isn't that nice childhood lingo, huh? Last March, Silicon Conman Valley went bust, followed by Signature and First Republic. Markets, boom, gold, poof. Three banks. Now, you got articles coming out. U.S. banks warn of financial stress. No kidding. Well, how about this one? Central banks warn over surge in sovereign debt. Ah, don't worry about it. You ready? This is how, yeah, you get $5 a day. $5 a day for the Wall Street. I can't say the word here. It starts with an S, an H, and it ends with a T. This is the headline story, right? Investors watch for banking weakness. Banking weakness? Banks are sitting on around $515 billion of unrealized losses on their balance sheets, according to the Federal Reserve. The insurance corp. Most of that is because banks bought government bonds such as treasuries and mortgage-backed securities when interest rates were low. Okay. They got all this cheap money when Trump and Biden dumped trillions of dollars into the economy, brought interest rates to zero. People put money in the bank. What'd they do with it? They bought treasuries. Now they got treasuries that ain't worth anything, as there's going to be defaults on office buildings, and they don't have the dough to cover it. We are headed for the worst. I can see gold going to $3,000 an ounce this year. And don't forget, going back to the election, when all else fails, they take you to war. False flag event, Alex's been talking about it, I've been talking about it. Boom. People's mind will go off what happened with Trump. We got to fight them Russians. We got to fight them Iranians. Yep. And we got to fight to go to hell. Support InfoWars. InfoWars is supporting you. You can go to trendsjournal.com.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.